Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. President Beta. Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Hanilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
What's that? And it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, it's your boy Aldo.
What up, y'all?
This is Eshaw.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy C-Mur, and I'm chilling with my boy Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
Welcome to Murder Master Music Show. Hopefully, we're going to have our guest here tonight. If not, then we got to reschedule this fucking show. This episode 67, 68, somewhere around there. I don't know what the fuck it is. I'm going to bring out my co-hosts tonight, man. We got two of them, actually. We got Mac Jane 6.
Yeah, what's good with the prayer?
KFYB in the Murder Master Music Show.
All day.
Yeah, we just slid through on a Monday.
We're hoping Spice comes through.
Right when I'm packing up a
bowl,
hell yeah.
Yeah, just got done with that shit myself, man.
Yeah, I'm putting some gas mask and get the flying in a minute.
It's got the gas mask on over there.
Oh, boy, I'm about to put it on. Yeah.
That's usually used before a rape, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, there's still dual purposes now, and I can take off the bond part and go rape your girlfriend.
A feminist, so you got raped a feminist.
Yeah, we're fighting the movement now, man. The war against feminism is on now.
Bitch, it's going
down. MGTOW, look this shit up, folks. We're moving like a storm.
Six been posting link after link to this shit.
Remember, I told you you was going to find a like page on there that you like, man.
I just found a page, man. It's a movement. I went to YouTube months ago. Thinking men are waking up to this fucking world, man. We sick of these bitches shit. We ain't gonna let you shiver. We want us no more, man. It's time for the man to return with dominance. Time to assume control one more time. Because you can't let a child run the fucking world. You let a dumb child run the world, it goes to ruin. Every major government who has ever failed, they failed because they thought letting bitches run the thing. It's time to correct that before America comes into ruin. Let's fight it now. It's time to end it. Come to end the fallacy.
Yeah, if Hillary would have got in, there would have been no bombings, no drones,
mm-mm.
None of that shit, none of that man.
Just a gang of
balls
getting burned.
No, I'll tell you no. If Hillary were president, that bitch would have won. We would all been dead. A woman is dead because she's not the same type of man ever, or the same type of mental. I could run the world because I'm always going to be the same type of me. I'm just me. Bitches are going to be, you know, them, but as soon as the fucking funky holes start to bleed and they start going crazy in the head, there's somebody else. You've been plunged in the war right now. You've been knee-deep in North Korean blood because this is a period and set us off to fight a fucking war. Fucking
funky bitches. We would have been slaughtered.
Look at Helen of Troy. Why do all the wars start? Because of a funky bitch.
Yeah, when she stand up, she see that red button in her chair, she going to push that red button.
Exactly. Bitches don't know how to control themselves, man. That's why they need a man to control them and tell them how to act properly. Because ain't nothing a bitch knows other than she the oil from a man. That's the honest truth.
All they are once
movement,
a month, please.
MGTOW. Men's on their own way. It's a movement. Shout out to MRAO, the men's rights activists out there, the MRM movement. You know, y'all moving, I see it. It's like a fucking Smith. It's like a fist. All the fingers are separate now, but as soon as all those fingers ball up in a mighty fucking fist of manhood, this nasty fucking greedy old from their false rule and domain, it's on.
Kill shout out for becoming the hate group too. I heard they recently became
a
hate group.
Come on, goddammit. Hell yeah.
What's his name? Abdul Muhammad.
God
Khalid.
Damn it, I say
Khalid
kill him all.
Abdul Muhammad.
He went off on that, man.
My girl was like, turn that shit off. I was like, man, he was spitting that shit.
And he had people on his team, man.
Farrakhan didn't want to fuck with him, man. It said America's Black Hitler under his picture.
He said, kill the cripples, kill the retards. I was like, oh, my God, yes.
Yep. Kill the faggots, kill the lesbians. God damn it, I say kill them all. And then he said, dig them up again and kill them again because they didn't die hard enough.
That's how the shit you make you like your morning alarm for when you wake up, you juice to start your day the right way.
So that's going to be your alarm, ringtone?
Here we go. Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad.
Get out of town by Sunday. I say if they don't get out of town, we kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the cripple, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all. He said, well, why kill them all? Why kill the women? First, why kill the babies? They're just little innocent blue-eyed babies. Because, God damn it, they're going to grow up one day to rule your babies. Kill them now. Why kill the women in South Africa? I said kill the women because the women are the military manufacturing center. And every 9 months they lay down on their backs and reinforcement rolls out from between their legs. So shut down the military manufacturing center by killing the white woman. Why kill the...
Here's
a beautiful thing. What folks don't realize, besides that, there's a hidden, wonderful metaphor right there. When he says the factories, that's creeping out to you bitches because you're not special. All you are factories, apartment babies for the man's feed. So stop acting just because you're pretty.
Damn it, I said kill them all.
That's fucking wonderful shit, man. Hell goddamn yes. Hell fucking yeah.
Hey, there's some clips of him on YouTube on when he was on the Donahue show, too. I got to check that shit out. I wonder what that was like. I wonder what that's like.
Hey, Phil Donahue went to war with, what's that faggot's name, Bill O'Reilly? That was a good one.
Yeah.
Did you see that? O'Reilly shut him down at the end. Eventually, Phil Donahue and his soft bleeding heart died out.
What happened to fucking Geraldo? Last I heard, he said he was gonna single-handedly capture Bin Laden.
Hey, I want to say shout out to Frank Stallone because he beat the fuck out of Geraldo. He beat the shit out of him. He broke his nose. He broke his nose and everything. That was
one celebrity boxing match. I got to absolutely adore is the Joey Buttafuoco.
Joey Buttafuoco versus Tony. That's the best shit. That's the best. Yeah, he punched that bitch in the nose. I don't know how many times.
He didn't give a fuck. He just fucked this fucking dumb broad.
You
want to
be a man, bitch? This is exactly what's gonna happen.
The fact that violence against women doesn't make you crap. It's an ornery uppity bitch who thought she could live in a man's world. Finally realized she can't, no matter all
she
that
she lived in Vince McMahon's ass.
Yeah, all that reference she did. So some fucking out of shape, overweight man done work her. And look at that lady. Look at that be a lesson. Your most healthiest, strongest woman can't fuck with the slobbiest man. Because nature thinks so, bitch. Run your fucking places.
Hey, but this shit's getting twisted nowadays because you got some old weak ass dudes out here that be talking
that shit and getting their motherfucking asses beat by the bitches.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, what weak ass dude is a product of feminization because the women are set themselves at such a high standard. Men start looking at these hoes like heroes and role models. They start developing dependency. This is why the movement is fucking important. It's trying to put.
M-A-R, baby.
Bitches define you. It's over with, bitches. No longer are you going to be walking on our jackets that turtle shit over. Ain't no one opening doors for you, pulling out motherfucking sticks for you, funky hoes. Fuck that. Y'all want equal rights, but don't want to get hit when it come to fight. Y'all don't want to pay for your own fucking dinners. Nah, bitch, it's over with. The free ride is over. Your tyranny's done, ho. Movement, smashing. All day. It's over with.
It's yeah,
done.
It's fucking...
Oh,
about to say, preach on, Brother Six.
All these lying, deceitful, two-faced bitches, they're all bitches or hoes. If you have a man pay for your dinner, anything over implied fucking pussy, bitch, you are old. All you dumb broad. Implied pussy and prostitution. And you bitches are also rapists. All that shit to do when you talk to me and I don't want to talk to you, forcefully cover that's rape, bitch. And you bitches are also rapists. Don't you accuse me of nothing when you're mental rapist. A far worse crime than physical rape because it implicates that far longer, ho. Fuck these bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Now, look at that shit getting me worked up. I'm about ready to fucking just start preaching Jesus. Come on. You
know, 6 minutes started doing chin ups and shit.
Oh, my God. Somebody get me a goddamn pulpit and a crowd full of bitches. Fuck. I'm start bitching hating.
That's
but
why
man,
we gotta
yeah,
we gotta get a feminist on the radio.
Yeah, get some goofy broad in here so I can let her realize she's wrong about everything in her life. Because, you know, just like she's gonna be used to, it's gonna take a man to tell her she's fucking wrong.
I'm gonna go undercover in this one. I'm gonna play devil's advocate, and I'm gonna pretend that I'm deeply offended. I'm one of these bleed heart males, right? I'm gonna be like, you need to call in and combat this man. He's talking down about our sisters. Let this bitch, you know, that's how I got the rabbis and some of these other people to speak. I mean, do you really think that lady that talked about getting shamed or that the priest rape a child would come on the church reality if she actually fucking did research on it? Hell no. So we got to sucker these motherfuckers in and then bomb on them. You know,
see, that's
because
you're a real journalist. You know how to do it. You know how to do that shit.
You got to be a sneaky fuck. You gotta go in there.
We'll lure these hoes in like a real fast strangler.
Those like our covert operations and shit. Our covert mission.
That's how we got Jimmy Rollins and Street Masters. Nobody wanted to go in there. We had all kinds of freaks in that magazine. Women with dildos in their hands. Fucking dead people. All kinds of shit in there. He would have never signed up for that shit.
That motherfucker's super mild. Mushroom boy, the BB. That's Jimmy Rollins right there.
Yeah, he was talking about the Bay. He was talking about the Bay Area. He had a record label out there or some shit.
Right.
But at the time, he was MVP of the National League, and he was just about to win the World Series. It was like the year before he won the World Series or some shit. But yeah, you got to be sneaky with these fucks. We need to get a femme on KFYB and just let Six go at her. It would be like Dr.
Yeah.
Khalid Muhammad versus Anthony J. Hilder.
Or get some people from off that page, man, to come on the show. Like, try to find the administrators
you know,
of that page.
I'm watching some videos of a very educated young man who's preaching shit. I talk myself. I show prayers and shit. And he's been on other shows, like some bootlegs. Black talk looking show, so we can probably get one of your motherfuckers on. We get them on, we're gonna shed some light on what most people are claiming is an hate group, some anti-bitch hate group. No, it's about restoring the traditional roles of man and woman and making sure men stay men and women stay women. It's not about, I hate bitches. I don't hate bitches. I love y'all. It's about educating you so you can live a better, healthier, happier life when you realize you should stop fighting nature. Because once
you
stop fighting nature,
you're
happy.
Shithead
you know,
bitches.
It's like you gotta be nice to them.
Come red, fuck
holes. And you go out there and smash your head into a fucking toilet and ram into a wall after you get nice to them. You know, take a dumb bitch and swirl your ass while you do it from the back.
Well, like you say, give them a taste of greatness.
Yeah, give that bitch a taste of greatness that's fucking well worth over what she is. Fucking goddamn useless hole. Because like I said,
three openings and a
man,
nut catcher.
Oh, man, an opening is only as useful as what goes in it. And if you ain't letting nothing in your open, what does that make you? It makes you worth less. So put some work into yourself and let something in. Stop denying greatness into yourself. Because honestly,
right.
You always want to. I don't even like talking to bitches unless the bitch been sucked by 8 to 20 dicks in a lifetime. I think it was like clean and virginal was going to make me sick to my stomach. So before you even try to begin conversation, bitch, go suck like 20 dicks in their life. fuck that shit.
Right, bitch, get some dick in your life.
Go level up first, bitch, like a video game. And then
level 7
there's
dick
always,
sucker.
There's always those some that you want to train.
I don't like doing that. I'm too lazy.
You want to get the whip out and lion tame.
I'm too lazy. I like the players who are kind of beat up holes in the game. Yeah.
Yeah,
he
already flash fried.
He wants a prefabricated mobile home, folks.
Nah, I kind of like bitches like I choose favorite fighters. I like to kind of been in there for a while, worn out, looking for that last shot of glory, eager to fucking go out on a shit show, one last big show. Yeah, just a
that
just
snapper.
A dirty bitch looking still go out like a champion. I don't want no fucking
champion. Like
you pick them like you pick raggedy fighters or pit bulls looking to fight. You look for the one looking to fight and scrap. Dirty.
Yeah, but you better get that whole douchebag.
Yeah, you know.
Make that shit medicated.
Yeah, cause nobody likes flippy dick, you know. No one likes flippy dick. You get your dick sucked by some bitch of ill repute. Maybe she ain't so clean. And you wake up and your dick's dripping a little bit.
It's worth taking her to the clinic.
It's real bad, yeah. Or it's real bad, too, if you meet the bitch at the clinic.
Yeah.
Oh, negative? Good shit. If you both negative, we can be positive. You go home and have a horrible life here.
I hope 6 ain't planning to get life insurance anytime soon because his life expectancy just went down.
God.
Now it's just...
Right.
Oh, my God. Hey, it's called when you look for escorts and hoes, you look for the ones that say, what is it? PSE, that's porn star experience, and it could be no condom there. You go raw in the hole.
We,
condom don't even make me hard. What the fuck?
I was just going to say we need to get you a hazmat suit.
Yeah, maybe
you're
like,
going in like you're going in to fight a fire or some shit.
Right, like you work for OSHA or some shit.
Like that goddamn plague.
Like you saw a gray butt fucking a reptilian at the zoo. Yeah.
Hey, if you fuck reptilian, you get to live forever. So all you live with these bitches come here. I let you live forever.
Spice One.
Howard.
Spice One is not in the building, folks. If you're listening, this show probably will be either deleted or we'll save it. And
oh,
we'll just,
man.
Just
you know
fucking...
what we can always do? We can always go to the UGS radio page, which is UGS or Facebook.com/UGS radio. A lot of people get distracted, goddamn listeners in their goofy faces. Look at them. I was having fun going through all the new people who like to take this time, taking notes out. This motherfucker here, look at him. Look at her big goddamn goofy teeth. Look at this motherfucker here with his goddamn eyes about two to 5 miles apart. You got Fish Head McGillicuddy here with his goddamn eyes looking like they run from each other. Hilarious.
We got 59 likes. Yeah, I just did like Mac Chase, start inviting people.
Yeah, just clicking on it.
We got some
supporters. They be wanting to know what we're doing a little bit, and you figure one of these days it's like it's almost like catfishing.
Here's what we're going to do, man. Literally, one day at five, we're going to bring them on the radio, and if they actually don't listen to the fucking show and they only enter just to win the goddamn goofy game, they're going to get fucked with. We're going to see why they fucking like the page, because ain't no just liking a page, motherfucker. Nah, I'm going to have to interrogate you. Why do you like the page, and what are your intentions here? And if I don't like the way it is, I'm going to have to fuck with you.
Yeah.
And that's how you make friends.
Pretty much. But since we started clicking on them invites, we done got a few of them, though, so.
Yeah.
The shit do work. People is hypnotized by Facebook.
Hey, we got a call. Let's see who this is. This might be... Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Who is this?
It's Spice One. What's poppin'?
Man, do the blah!
Blah, blah!
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, man? What's up, Spice? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. You know, just posted up out here in Vegas, man.
Man, I want to tell you I saw the video for Ghetto Star. That shit is unbelievable. Man, it's just
man, thanks a lot. Thanks
now, that's
a lot,
on UG, that's on UGK Records?
Yeah, well, actually, what's going on, this is a compilation that they're doing for UGK for Pimp C, and they just you wanted that song for the main single for the compilation they're working on.
Yeah, that shit. We're gonna play that in a little bit for sure, definitely. But what about you now? Since we talked last time, what have you been working on?
Oh yeah, we still you know we got the we're working on the single for the Haters Nightmare album, the main single, Haters Nightmare. We're gonna drop that video and the Ghetto Star video, and we're gonna push. The song that's on Pimp C's compilation will also be on Haters Nightmare. And we'll probably just drop two videos. It'll be that video and the Haters Nightmare video, and finish up the rest of the album and mix everything down. And I'm actually doing this tour too, so making some little moves.
Oh man, that's what I'm talking about. We're gonna play a song in a minute. I'm gonna bring on my co-host real quick, but I just want to tell you this, man. This is some real shit. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Anytime they do these top 10 rapper lists, if you ain't in the top five, they can tear that shit up and throw that in the garbage. I ain't being on no motherfuckers nuts. I'm just giving you respect and props. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Shit,
I've been bumping your shit steadily since Triad Records. Let it be known.
Yeah.
My brother Six, you know what I'm saying? He's right there from the Bay. His brother was Mike, legendary Mike Dream, TDK, rest in peace.
That was my dude right there, man.
Yeah,
that's my older brother, man. That's what's up.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then of course we got my brother Matt J from St. Louis. Anybody listening? 714-409-0548. We got Spice motherfucking one. This song right here is Ghetto Star. Who produced this, Spice?
Well, we got Nat Powers production first, he's doing a lot of stuff for the album, so check him out. He got like maybe four or five tracks on this album he's been working on. So yeah,
this is it right here, Ghetto Star.
The Sweet John Story. Know what I'm talking about?
Shut up, stabbed, and thrown in jail, but through the flames and the fire, I emerged to the ashes and shaped the game like it's made out of clay for the cash. It's Bartolini, Fetty, Chico, Soprano, Montana, Myers, Spice One. I come from the Bay and I spit fire. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I wanna say I shook the world like Muhammad Ali.
Now 20 plus years, man. Where does the longevity come from?
I mean, I think it's just love for the game, you know, if anything, you know, it's just as far as, you know, me, you know, man, I got poetic, you know, so I got a lot of poet in me, man, and, you know, I probably won't ever stop, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and you know, it's just the whole thing about, you know, the whole lyrical content of Nicky's flows and all of that shit, man. It's just the whole game. I love the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Hell yeah. Well, Spice Man, shit. My name is Mac J, man. I've been a big fan of your shit, man. Since a young cat, man. And like, you know, everybody had their favorite groups and their favorite solo artists. But man, like Prez was saying earlier. And my favorite solo artist is Pac, number one, and then you always was number two, man. And I always wanted to ask you about that Jealous Got Me Strapped song, dog. That's like one of my all-time favorite songs, man. Like, what was it like making shit like that and fucking with Pac and knowing that shit 20-plus years later, that shit's still knocking harder than 95% of the shit that's out here right now that's been made since then, if you ask me.
Man, that song actually just came from, you know, from some real shit. You know, the homie had got jacked and killed. He got shot or whatever. You know, nigga died. The homie died and shit. And the slogan for his funeral was "The Jealous Got Me Strapped." And you know, I told Pac about the whole scenario and everything of, you know, what we was gonna do, what I wanted to do, and you know, he kind of like pushed me to do the song, like. You know, call me to the studio, like, man, let's do that. Jealous Got Me Strapped. That shit sound hella tight, man. Boom, boom, Take It Back. And that was the theme for the funeral, and it was on everybody's T-shirts and shit. No. So, I mean, you know, it just came from real shit.
Yeah, man, because, you know, that song, like, when y'all was making songs like that, it felt like y'all was making songs for motherfuckers, because motherfuckers was out here living them type of lives too, man. So when motherfucker couldn't understand what you was going through, motherfucker usually could tell what you was about by the type of music you listen to a little bit. At least in the Chicagoland area where I came from, and it was a lot of motherfuckers when they was doing all that gangster rap talking and shit, but shit, I just used to always put y'all in the top category of any kind of rap, you know what I'm saying? So I'm very honored to be talking to you right now, dog, because, you know what I'm saying, I hear your voice damn near every day, because shit, I got a playlist that I play at work every day, and it's about 4 or 5 songs in that motherfucker, you know?
The stutter flow, I mean, you was rapping real fast, too, back in the day, too. I mean, you had
breaking
many different styles.
when most rappers, you know, you went to Too Short, he had a distinctive style. You had several different styles. Man, the wordplay is phenomenal, man. What made you go in that direction when everybody else was going in other directions? You just wanted to stand out?
I wanted to stand out, and it was just fun, you know. I mean, to the kids just listening, I mean, if there's any kids listening, it was just fun playing with words. You know what I'm saying? Synonyms, antonyms, you know, the whole subject and predicate, just playing with words. I mean, that's what I like to do. And, you know, I just put the words together, man, and make the motherfuckers fit to the match to the beat and make them make sense. And it was just a whole different ball game for me. It opened up a whole new world for me when I just started playing with the words and shit, you know, and then doing reggae and stuttering in the middle of the songs. It was just, you know, it was just a whole lot of wordplay and fun. But, you know, I would still stick to the street topics, to the real shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said match to the beat and make them make sense. You realize a lot of cats, especially now, man, in the fucking day, don't match to the beat, but they don't make any fucking sense at all, man. I mean, you listen to your shit, you know what I'm saying? It fucking had a flow, it was time, and it didn't fuck off the subject. It stayed right on topic, man. 187 Proof,
yeah.
That was a fucking concept like a motherfucker. No one really did that. And then you go to the Bay Area now, it's sloppy shit. It's like low-end bass, man. So it's glad to hear the shit we just played. It still sound like that and needs to be heard. And when you see motherfuckers say, when I say Bay Area music, I think Lil B and Rubity Rule. That's not what motherfuckers should think when they think Bay Area sound, because there's so many fucking innovations that we did bring out from this area that you can't classify this area by these fucking new cats. So it's glad to hear you still making that kind of fucking music. Still very relevant.
Yeah, man. You know what I say, man? I always say somebody got to fucking do the shit. You know,
yeah,
if all the rest of these niggas want to be fake out here, let these niggas be fake as fuck and kick that phony ass shit and, you know, do what they do. But somebody got to keep it real out in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody, every motherfucker out here can't have $20 million and a goddamn, and a $30 million chain on their neck. All these niggas ain't balling like that. These motherfuckers is out here lying like bitch ass niggas, lying, making up shit, and believing they all goddamn lies. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's what's wrong with the whole game. You know what I'm saying?
That's real
every
shit.
Nigga that get in the shit think he a millionaire. All of a sudden, the next thing you know, the nigga broke because that just ain't the way the game go. You know, you gotta have some type of longevity and master your
right.
craft so you won't be worried about no bullshit later on in the game. You know?
Yeah.
Yep. And as far as motherfuckers spitting, and these motherfuckers think just because they can record, they can really get down in this motherfucker on that mic. But shit. Half this shit that I hear
saying.
On the radio ain't shit.
Freestyling. Niggas be talking about they freestyling and shit, and we got and y'all niggas got Pro Tools. Of course, it's hella easy to freestyle with Pro Tools. If you ain't got to write down a goddamn thing, all you gotta do is when you mess up, just say go back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And niggas talking about they freestyling. Nigga, that ain't freestyling. A freestyle is when you spit your whole shit and don't fuck up. That's a freestyle. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Niggas be getting it. They got the whole shit twisted when it comes to that. And it really ain't about, you know, now it's not even about your skills and how good
mm-hmm.
you can spit and all of that. It's more about a motherfucker's swag and, you know, how a nigga coming off, you know, how cool he sounds spitting to the beat and how much money he can make motherfuckers think he has. You know what I'm saying?
How gay he can look to these motherfuckers and shit, too.
Yeah.
It's all about the look and how much swag a nigga got. It ain't about the skills and shit, how much a nigga can really spit. So if you put half these niggas in front of real rappers and all they can do is look cool, then they going to get ate the fuck up in front of everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I
be thinking that's why they don't be wanting to let these young hungry motherfuckers from the streets get on, because they going, you know, it's going it'll backfire in their face if they start bringing the real cats out, because the real cats going to be the ones pumping harder than these motherfuckers that's bringing them on.
So they do all this whole fuck shit in the game, these DJs too, fuck these DJs. The world, we'll never hear from the motherfucker because he going to get hated on.
Yeah.
We'll never witness the hardest rapper in the world because he gonna get hated on, and he ain't gonna have enough money to put into his project or to pay the radio station or to pay all of these motherfuckers all of this money that he gotta pay for people to hear his shit. He ain't gonna have that money to do that. He just gonna be the rawest rapper in the world sitting somewhere and nobody ever knows who he is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's real shit, man.
That's the game is completely done a 180. 360.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the radio stations and shit, you know, regular radio stations, they, you know, they back in the day, they would call us to come up there and, you know, they would call us to play our music. As soon as the first motherfucker started paying the radio stations to play their music, that's when the game got fucked up.
Yeah. Because I was about to say, these DJs, they whack as a motherfucker. Like, back in the day, the DJ wanted to break the new shit. Now it's like, I'll play your shit if you pay me, and then you got to keep paying me to keep me to play this motherfucker. Because they're going to still mix in the bogus shit that they already getting paid to play anyway.
No,
they fucking up the whole game because they want a little money. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean... Mm-hmm. You know, them the type of niggas be needing their motherfucking head cut off. You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with them kind of niggas, dudes. You know what I'm saying? Them
right.
Some fake ass niggas. They just want to get money. They not really in the game overall for it to be successful. They in it so they can get their little share of money, get in and get out. You know what I'm saying? And for the motherfuckers that's really, really positive and really in the game and really, you know, down with the shit, who really with the game and with the movement, the whole movement and shit, you know, them motherfuckers right there, they don't get a chance. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think the problem is, man, is the wrong people aren't in charge of the radio. All these dudes, the DJs, the all corny-ass fucking cast, man. Back in the day, my brother Mike, he came home and said, he was doing a fucking interview, man. I don't know if you remember when he did an interview with fucking King Hill or some shit. It was like a midnight. And I remember that he came home when I was a kid, and I wanted to listen to it, and he told me not to listen to this shit because King Hill's corny as fuck anyway.
Yeah.
So, don't nobody fuck with that radio shit. They're all a bunch of fake, smile-in-your-face motherfuckers talk about you for a price-ass piece. They're all fucking
hurt. I gotta go fuck with my folks in Texas, in Houston. I gotta go back to my Texas roots to get some radio play and get my shit right because of too much hate going on in the Bay when it comes to the radio station.
And that's fucked
up
because you're one of the motherfuckers that put the Bay on.
Yeah.
That put the motherfucker on the map.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't understand that shit. We got some motherfucker out there at the radio station, some motherfucker, some Big Von motherfucker, some nigga named Big Von comes up, and he works at KMEL, and this bitch-ass nigga, he ain't even from the West Coast. This bitch-ass nigga's from Chicago somewhere, and he over there calling the shots. Nigga, you ain't even been out here long enough in the Bay to say who the fuck get radio play and who don't. All he doing is getting money from whoever want to pay him to play their shit, and then whoever, you know, and I come in the game, I come over there with a song for me and Scarface and Devin the Dude.
Oh, get out of here. And this guy won't play it?
I came to KML to Big Von with the song from Scarface and me and Devin the Dude.
What a swaggin' motherfucker.
With Tupac on the hood saying my name, all of this shit. The Rolling song, you know, Rolling. You know, the shit with me and Devin the Dude off the Home Street Home album. I come up there to holler at Big Von about the shit. And next thing you know, we even offered to pay the nigga. We even offered to pay the nigga, dude. And he still didn't want to play the song. With me and Scarface and Devin the Dude on there. For what reason? I don't know why. I couldn't even tell you. You know what I'm saying? But that just show how bitch-ass niggas move in this industry. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? The funny thing about it is he probably the same dude that come back to Chicago and don't even fuck with his people in the town.
No one in the Bay Area.
If he was a real Chicago nigga, he would have put Spice One shit on.
Yeah, exactly. You're right about that.
Spice One and Scarface on, dude. If he was a real
Instantly.
Nigga.
Yeah, because you know
that's
the
what I'm saying.
Shy's been fucking with you. You know the Shy's been fucking with you for years.
Yeah, St. Louis, too.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
St. Louis, the Midwest, hell yeah.
All over. Man, some other back in the day, the motherfuckers broke me off like 20 racks just to come perform in front of 10 motherfuckers and spit East Bay Gangster. So I know I got dumb love out there in Chicago.
They used to put
out
these mixtapes. It was called Straight Up Gangster Shit. And it was,
yep, I used to have them, Prez.
Yeah, yeah, you remember them. And it,
yep,
they always had I'm the Fucking Murderer on there, or
yep,
Jealous Got Me Strapped, yo, with
Rolling
six
with
in the morning.
Rolling with my motherfucking strap on the side of me.
Yeah,
that was the shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I grew up to that shit. I listen to that shit down there every day now.
To my motherfucking nine. I mean, they had that shit on there. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard to believe that it's motherfuckers walking, or that, you know, it's a trip knowing that it's bitch-ass niggas walking around here like that who have actually put a freeze on real niggas in the game.
Yeah.
And these niggas is walking around safely, not even, you know, not even tripping. And these are the type of niggas, they're the reason why the game is so fucked up now, and this nigga can walk around freely, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'll be sitting up there like, nigga, ain't nobody took this nigga head off yet.
Right.
Six be saying
like,
that shit,
you know,
all the time.
I mean, you know, I could get the fuck off my whole shit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm looking at the nigga like, man, I want to take this nigga head off in the name of real hip-hop. I want to take
yes.
this nigga head off, dude.
I saw this happening in this video, you know this shit we have here called CMC TV where it's all news videos. It used to be Coolest Number, but local shit. They have all the new Bay shit. Fridays would be crucially Bay Area hip hop and underground rap hard shit. And then somewhere along the line, it became Justin Timberlake, now it's Nicki Minaj and shit. They don't play nothing local, nothing old school. CMC is just a bunch of fucking bullshit, just like the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, that's part of the plan. They're going to say that that America is a free country and you can say what you want to say, but you really can't say what the fuck you want to say, because if you could, it would be real music out here. You know
that's why I left. That's why I left Murder Dog, man. I'm always going to love the old Murder Dog, but to me, they started going into the swagger era, and I had to leave and do my own thing, man.
That shit is whack, man. That shit is whack because it doesn't have any stability as far as history. Like, all these niggas out here who think they got swag don't know shit. They don't know a motherfucking thing because they didn't even take the time to go back and realize where the shit came from. Why is it like, you know, why is it loved so much? Why is the music loved so much? Because niggas was spitting real shit.
Cause like, see, my thing is, you know, I rap and shit, and like, if I was one of these guys that's in a position to be in the forefront making music, I would be loving to do songs with guys like you, or when we had MC8 on here, some of the motherfuckers I grew up doing listening to make me want to do music. If I had to, was in a position, you motherfuckers would be the first ones I'm calling. Like, fuck,
that's
he gotta be on my album. But see, these young motherfuckers ain't even showing love to that. To the game, because they couldn't even get on y'all levels anyway, man, because y'all ain't with that fag boy shit, that old fruity shit, these motherfuckers tattooing their faces all up and doing all this old crazy shit, and they popping these drugs and all that. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, man. Yeah, we out here living life for real, man.
Fucking swaggers, you call them swaggers around here. It's a bunch of bitch-ass stiffies and skinny jeans. With their hanging out. I don't know why they're hanging out too. Is to be like an 89-pound weak ass looking motherfucker covered in poorly drawn tattoos and skinny jeans. All these dudes are like a bunch of sweet ass bitches. All of them. Corny motherfuckers.
You got football players showing up to work in capris. In fucking women's capris.
Yep.
Yeah. Old woman wear going to bingo.
Yeah.
That's some real shit. I mean, niggas might as well, man. That's the only reason why it's you know, I keep, you know, ask you why I got so much longevity. It's because I'm getting, you know, the more fake niggas that come into the game, the more fired up I get to spit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Man,
quit, shit.
Not to cut you off, but I need to have you come on the show sometime with JT Money, because that motherfucker says the exact same shit you're saying. And both y'all came up at the same time, but in two different areas. And
always kept it 100. And fighting the same battle with these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I love to like that team come on.
Motherfuckers, I mean, you know, it just fucked up to see. I mean, I love money just like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? I love, you know, to be able to go buy what you want to buy and do what you want to do. And that shit is nice. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to be able to do that shit. But
right.
As far as bragging and talking about that shit to everybody and letting everybody know what you got and all of that shit, man, that's a way to fuck off everything, because that'll get a nigga jacked. They're just putting a target on your back. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
See, what we used to say is we'll boast with our folks. That's what
we do. Like, nigga, you ain't always riding around here with 10 bodyguards in a bulletproof car. You ain't always doing that. And if you are, you wasting your money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real, though.
It's stupid out here, man, with that bullshit. They just got to keep it G. You know what I'm saying? Roll with your dudes and keep it rider. You know what I'm saying? Niggas get out of pocket, check them. But as far as telling motherfuckers how much money you got and what you got and all of that, nigga, that's a good way to get jacked. You know
especially
what I'm saying?
Especially when you have so many people broke, struggling right now.
Yeah, in the middle of a recession, you want to sit there and tell motherfuckers how much money you got and think ain't nobody finna try nothing? If don't nobody try nothing, then the whole all these everybody suckers out here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nigga put a target on his back with that bullshit.
Man, and you look in Chicago, man. They call it Chirac. You know what I'm saying? It's everywhere. It's not just Chicago, but it's getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, they have more murders than fucking Afghanistan.
You know,
the whole
country.
You know what I'm saying? We got one city that has more murders than the whole country. That's just one. That's not Oakland. That's not Flint. That's not Gary. That's not fucking New Orleans. That's just Chicago.
Yeah.
And you add up everywhere else, it's worth, what, 30,000?
Yeah, man. One place dying in record numbers, man, of violence and shit.
And they want to promote that kind of shit when they should be. I mean, you guys never glorified gangster rap. You guys told real stories of what was going on.
Yeah, I always
like
felt like they got labeled as gangster rap. But I just always felt like y'all was just rappers. Like, if somebody say, okay, you like Rakim or Big Daddy Kane, I got to throw Spice One and Pimp C. I done had motherfuckers get mad at me and tell me I'm stupid because, like, oh, I wouldn't have them. And that's your top five, motherfucker. My top five is motherfuckers I can relate to that spit that shit, though.
That spit.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all wasn't
lyrics.
Just on no cornball shit, gimmick shit, like spitting. Did you just hear what this nigga said type shit? You know what I'm saying?
Like,
the 8-Ball and MJG type shit. That's that
like
real
I said,
shit,
with the different
man.
Styles, the stuttering and the, you know. The,
yeah.
You were the first cat I heard. What made you come up with that shit?
Come up with what?
The stutter rap.
Oh, you know what? I was just playing with words again. You know, like, you know, and it just sounded fly because I was rapping and I stuttered in the middle of the rap and I was like, oh, that sounds kind of cool. And I was like, let's see if I can keep doing this. You know what I'm saying? So I just, but then I figured, you know, it's a secret to that shit. And you know, I fuck with, you know what I'm saying? I tell them straight up, you know, like you might even hear 40 doing it or something. You know what I'm saying? But that's because I told him the secret. I told him how to get it. I told Pac. And, you know, Pac was trying to do it. He was like, nigga, y'all niggas be rapping too goddamn fast. So I was trying to tell him and shit. He was like, nigga, you do that shit. That's your shit. But that was his song. The stutter rap. And for some reason, he knew that shit. He could spit my shit. He spit that. You know, when I first met him, that's when he was spitting shit.
Yeah, I always liked that song. I think it was you did with MC Bree. Was it Ballin'? I think it was. Cause Bree was a motherfucker I grew up really loving too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We
like
used to have the Dayton family and Top Authority and Jacob.
Yeah.
Fell on,
I think that was the Black Barcelini and shit. That was my motherfucking shit, man. Like I just graduated from high school and just out here on these streets for real. And I'm like, that's the shit I was
97, 96.
You hear me? Yeah.
You know, I actually recorded that whole album at Ice-T Studio.
Yeah, you had Ice-T on the album too, huh?
Yeah,
I think it was
called
with Cocaine. Cocaine was on that motherfucker too, I think.
Yeah, shout out to Cocaine.
Yeah, that's why I was kicking it with real tough back then, you know.
Man, That's amazing, because y'all all, you know what I'm saying, I feel real good talking to you right now, because you was really, for real, one of the main motherfuckers I used to groove to, still to this day,
yeah, man.
For real,
man,
I'm glad you're still out here making this shit, for real.
I got your first CD, Let It Be Known. I got that at Coconuts. And then up in Chicago, hey, man, you remember Cub Foods? It was like a Shopko or some shit. And they had a record store in that motherfucker. And I saw the one with you in the straitjacket. And I got that shit. Man, I'm still bumping this shit 22, 23 years later. Still. Can't put that record down. Those first four or five albums you did, man, I'm still fucking with that shit. Same with the Poison Plant. I'm still fucking with them albums. Isham. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Date Family. Ghetto Boy. Yeah. Still fucking with their
shit.
This
shit just has more substance. It got more substance in it than the music that we listening to today. It just has more real reality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Even that the Thug Lord shit too was my shit too. I can't even leave out the Thug Lords though, because then that was like a whole reinvention. Like when they was talking about super groups and all that shit, how come they didn't have y'all all on the motherfucker? That's what pissed me off about the game, because they let all these other motherfuckers get the shine, but the real shit, the motherfuckers just wanted to just sweep that shit under the rug. And then with them sweeping it under the rug, look what then happened now. Now you got these fucking faggots, man. You know what I'm saying? They started with that puffy them. They dancing in these
mustaches.
Funny suits and shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, they doing shit that in the hood you get checked. You get checked for real. Niggas in the hood check you for that because you from my neighborhood. You can't be, when you leave about my neighborhood, you can't be, you know what I'm saying? It's like a standard that you hold, man. Motherfuckers got checked for that shit, and outsiders got checked all the time, too. So that's how I feel the rap game is, man. Like, right now, like, motherfuckers, then the outsiders then came in, and ain't nobody checking these motherfuckers, man.
Ain't nobody checking these motherfuckers. They just let the niggas do what the fuck they want to do, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I mean, it's fucked up. But the way they doing it is that they making sure that the real niggas they keeping us down. You know what I'm saying? They making sure that our videos don't blow up. They making sure that our singles don't blow up. They making sure that we don't get no promotion, no marketing, and no shit like that. And then when it come down to it, then they wait for the faggot ass motherfucker to come through with the tight ass jeans on and shit, and then they blow his shit up. This nigga got on lipstick and eyeliner and shit and wearing dresses and shit. It's all gay-ass motherfucker and shit. You know what I'm saying? When a real-ass nigga come up in there and he trying to spin his shit and let everybody know what it is, they shut him down because, you know, they fucking gay. They some gay-ass faggot motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, and that's the cold part of the whole game. Like, damn, nigga, what, you mean I got to dress like this and look like this and act like that for me to get some radio play or for me to get my
Fuck that shit. I'm gonna say this right now. Hey, we got an online magazine called Underground Society, and we're just dropping issue 2 like here in a few weeks. I want you on the cover of issue 3, man. Straight up.
Yeah, that's what's up right there. Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want you on the cover because I want to do a piece where we do a discography on you, talk about all your projects, the whole nine. Let these motherfuckers know.
We said earlier that Mother Dog was whack as shit. This is what that used to be, but we do this shit so much more better, man, because we don't fucking know this faggot, swagger shit. We don't even promote these bitch motherfuckers. Everything we do is to promote the underground and make motherfuckers respect history and this shit that's going to go on concurrently, that's going to go in line with that, where it should have been. Because the game then, I think there was like a fork where it should have evolved. And if some reason, instead of going right, this shit went all the way left and just veered all the way to Gay Town.
Well,
right,
that's
now,
why. When I went to Murder Dog, I was already deep into shit. I was doing promotions for different artists, so I brought a lot to the table. You know what I'm saying? But they raised me in this journalism shit. I didn't even know what a computer was. But over the years, you know what I'm saying, I kept that old Murder Dog mentality with me. And when I saw that shit slipping away, I had to say, fuck it, I'm gone. I got to go in a different direction and preserve. We call it the preservation of hip-hop because that's what the fuck we're doing. We go all the way back to Grandmaster Caz. You know what I'm saying? The show we had, the last time we had you on the show, we had DJ Ready Red with you, or right before you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Now he's doing songs with Prince Johnny C, one of the original Ghetto Boys. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be covering that shit, too. Aunt Banks, we tell Aunt Banks, man, we want to get him on. We had Goldie on here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, we had Goldie talking about some shows that you guys did and stuff like that. And it's fucking.
He told
fucking
us about
amazing.
When they was in Chicago with all the GDs and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, he was telling
us
about.
Shut that motherfucker down.
Yeah, hell yeah, niggas
turning
that shit out, man.
Hey, Spice, I was about to ask you about your ties to St. Louis. Like, I heard a long time ago, like, you had came down here and got some bullshit fucking with these old wicked-ass motherfucking pigs or whatever. But motherfuckers got to deal with them. But when you going to come back out here to do some shows, man? Because we sure going to show up.
Oh, man, you know I'm looking to come back out there real soon. I mean, you know, I just back then I was just on some crazy shit. I think, you know, I used to fucking, man, I'd come out there with a pistol, I had my pistol, I'd be done took the pistol apart in four or five different pieces and hid it in the bag. You know, I'd pop up out there in St. Louis, and then I'd put the pistol back together, and, you know, all kind of shit. I've been on high speed. They tried to send me to Gumbo County and shit. You know, I mean, I had a lot of adventures out in that motherfucker. You know, I've been in St. Louis is a place where I done actually sat up in the studio and wrote raps and listened to the cops driving around looking for me at the same time while I was recording the song and shit like St. Louis.
I was about to say, all you got to do is listen to a few of these shows. You'll always hear the sirens in the background. Because if I'm outside, fuck, they everywhere.
Yeah,
but
yeah, man.
When you come back through, man, I know I'm the front row. I'm there before
hell
they open
yeah,
up in that bitch.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Let's play this classic, man. Jealous got me strapped.
Yeah.
We'll come right back here with Spice One.
Spice, think of them niggas now, yo. Hit that shit. Where y'all niggas going now? Where the fuck y'all going now?
Ain't this a bitch? Y'all niggas got me fucked up. It's old playing haterism ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Understand me? When I was broke, y'all niggas didn't give a fuck if I was pissing on myself or shitting off the Bay Bridge, nigga. Now y'all all in my motherfucking mix talking that old crazy shit. So I throw my bust a cap in that ass. Me and Pac don't let you know about that old play hating ass shit, though. You see these jealous motherfuckers, they be playing me, G. Like a sucker ass nigga, see? Ain't killing me, it ain't easy to kill a G, a motherfucking player from the F.A. to the C, backstabbers in the motherfucking plate, smiling in my face, I got my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run, fights motherfucking one, I'm for leaving bodies numb, I'm a G, motherfucker, can't you see, I'm a G, rolling deep with my fat 4-4 Uzi, I come with a big fat guy and a hollow front tip, and I'm quick to beat a soldier, bought my shit, so nigga don't try no more shit, no ho shit, cause one of us rough nigga, they give a fuck. But my status now that I'm at it, I'm loped out and living lavish.
Right.
So fuck the gun control, I'm about to bust a cap,
hey.
Nigga. Cause the jealous got me strapped. I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run.
Jealous got me strapped.
I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run.
Jealous got me strapped.
I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run.
Jealous got me strapped.
I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run.
Now niggas know that the jealous got me strapped. Stepping close to the edge, I got the cops and the feds on my back. And there's no way that I'm giving up. I'd rather bury you bitches, cause ain't no marks than to worry my bitches. If I catch your ass in traffic, you best to pull for your pistol and open fire or get blasted.
Booyah!
Cause I'll be damned if I drop. It don't stop from boxing motherfuckers with my Glock. A skinny ass, never had a penny ass nigga. I figure a Mossberg bumper, show them punks who's bigger. And even if I did fall, I still ball. I'm busting motherfuckers with my back against the wall. Till these jealous ass bitches kill me, I'll be thugging like a motherfucker nigga, feel me? And ain't no time for mistakes, so homies watch your back, cause these jealous ass bitches got me strapped. Jealous got me strapped. I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. Jealous got me strapped. I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. Jealous got me strapped. I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. Jealous got me strapped. I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on
homie,
the run.
Homie, you know if I don't be running away with my shot, then I might get blasted or blast. Y'all talk about missing it, so I blast and blast the bastard. I can't be worried about no jail time, cause niggas they trying to take my head. I can't have shit if a nigga dead. So I bust back and break the bitch nigga off proper.
I'ma make your motherfucking heart stop. And don't be screaming out for your family, bitch, cause it was your choice that we jumped into this gangster shit. Jealous got me strapped. I keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. Jealous got me strapped. I keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. Jealous got me strapped. I keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. Jealous got me strapped. I keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run.
Hard to believe that 19 years old. That's crazy. Bring back on our guest Spice One. Got my co-host Mac J, other co-host Six.
Hey, one of the hardest lines right at the end
God
of the song
damn.
When he said, "And don't be go screaming for your family, bitch, because it was your choice that you jumped into this gangsta shit." See, I used to live by that. Like when these motherfuckers get out of line, and then you have to show a motherfucker, don't go running. It was your choice.
Yeah.
I always live by that shit, man. So. When I was out here doing shit, I had to think about this shit because I'm going to get a lot of people involved fucking with me.
Hey, we got 815. What's up, 815?
What's happening? What's happening, Six? Prayers, Mac J. This is the
what
boy,
up, with?
Ty. Spice.
What's going on, Ty?
It's an honor,
what's
brother. And I just got to say, man, the same thing I told 8, it's a shame how they speak on music today and they don't bring up Spice One name, MC 8 name. It's crazy how music that was made 19 years ago is still relevant today. Because that shit, saying you can put that shit out again and it's going to bang just like it did 19 years ago.
Yeah.
And the shit that you and Pac put together in that song, Jealous Got Me Strapped, is so relevant today, is half the reason people like myself walk around strapped. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? A motherfucker want to kill you over your car. A motherfucker want to kill you over your shoes. These jealous motherfuckers literally got us strapped out here. It's crazy how...
Motherfucker can kill you over $5 and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So it's an honor, brother, talking to you. I mean when I tell you I work with a lot of cats that's like 15 to 21 years old and they stuck on all this bullshit music. But when I YouTube some Spice One, some MC8 and some Scarface, they face just dropped. Cause they realize the shit they listening to ain't music.
Yeah, they realize that.
Truth.
That's real shit.
That's the truth right there. Yeah.
That's
hey,
the truth.
Hey, with 8 Prez, man, you need to grab Born to Die off the fucking Tales from the Hood soundtrack.
Yeah,
that was the hardest shit off that soundtrack, too.
I'm going to go grab that shit right now.
Yeah. Back when they were putting good music in movies. You know, they kind of don't do that no more either.
No. Yeah, the soundtracks don't even be hitting no shit no more, man. Y'all had classic songs on soundtracks.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
that shit is fucked up, man. How when they make the movies, the soundtracks to the movies don't even be banging like, you know, like they was back in the day and shit.
Yeah. No, they ain't even on that shit. And you know that better than a lot of people because you were on some classic fucking soundtracks.
Soundtracks, exactly, yeah.
We just named Menace to Society and Tales from the Hood. What were some of the other ones you were on?
It was, Gangster, what was that shit? It was a few of them. High School High.
Was you on Dangerous Minds or some of that shit with Coolio and them too?
Yeah, definitely Dangerous Minds. Definitely mine. Dangerous Minds, High School High. And what was that? It was like Gangster something. It was a movie like it wasn't I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. It was a movie like that.
Yeah. No, you was in
original
Gangsters with Drew Downs.
Yeah, Original Gangsters.
Yeah, with Drew Downs.
OG,
yeah.
Which was that's one of my favorite funny laughs in that movie.
That's
the one they had Braxton off of the Jamie Foxx. He was the head gangster and shit. That shit funny as fuck.
Yeah.
It was in Gary, Indiana.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch that shit tonight, man.
Yeah, that shit was funny as hell.
Yeah, you probably got that shit on Netflix.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm gonna look this shit up.
Go grab that shit if it's out there, folks. Go hit the
but why you say I'm gonna get you sucker? Like when they said he, you know, he had KRS-One then walking behind him for his theme music. See, my theme music probably would have been you and Pac now, maybe the Thug Lords or something. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, you keep a motherfucker in the spirit. You know, keep.
You know what I'm saying? Like that, because that's what I was. You know what I'm saying? Like I moved from up Chicago down to Memphis, and I felt like that too. Like some of the shit, niggas knew what I was about in Memphis by the music I listened to, and your shit was in my shit all the time, man. So I salute you, man. I'm glad you're still out here making this music, man. And when you come to St. Louis, I'm there.
Hell yeah, that's what's up, man. Hell yeah. Stay tuned, man. Look for me.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm going to play a piece to my nine. You got time to stick around for a little longer, Spice?
Hell yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool. We'll be right back with Spice One. Call in 714-409-0548.
It's like Ruby, one of a kind. Spice One is up in the house with the nigga, the nigga, the nine, and the clip, and the trigger. Motherfuckers try to play me, yet they calling me they nigga. Should I get the AK and jump like Jack? Or should I just reanimate the motherfucking back? My name is Spice One, but I be coming up like him too. I might be three or four, just a motherfucking crew. Late night, clean a drive by, drop in pilot. The nigga took cover and the bitches all holler. If you think it's sick, the nigga just throw up. Or beat the bus to cap and leave your fucking don't toe up. Cause coming up in the bay is like a motherfucking zoo.
Man, this shit is classic. Timeless fucking music.
Yeah, timeless music. Man.
And Mac Day.
I'm sitting here reminiscing and shit, you know what I'm saying?
You said load the clip and kill a whole motherfucking race. I mean, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, I was just tripping because I said, I, you know, when you listen to how you was, you know, like 20 years back, you be sitting there like, damn, I was on one like a motherfucker, you know what I mean? I was on one like a motherfucker. I said, when you step with caution, because a nine to your daughter had you coughing. Like, okay.
Yeah. That's just crazy.
You had that word play for him, man. Shit. Yeah. Motherfucker can't tell me Spice when they won the top five, dog.
No.
I don't give a fuck where you from, man.
Yeah.
And I'm from the middle of the map. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And you from way over there on the west side of the map.
You're
so
one
shit.
Of those few people that was able to just transcend through all fucking regions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
all countries, too. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, we just.
Like, welcome to my
Europe.
Ghetto. That was the shit. That was real shit.
Classic right there.
Yeah, we just got back from Europe and Japan and all of that shit. You know, we went to Japan last year. We went to Europe. You know, we just got to go. Went to Europe this year and shit. And I mean, it's cool going outside the country. And you know, I tweeted the other day. I tweeted it because it was weird. I went to Europe and you know I got 3,000 or 4,000 people screaming Spice One, and I could barely walk down the street without signing an autograph.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then I come back home and I walk through Walmart or walk through Target or something, and it's like, okay, this is completely different. Is this?
Like, what's up, nigga? What up, man? What's up? Hey, but what's it like? What's it like being over there and having like some little short Japanese looking dude look like Bruce Lee or something just walk up to you and start spitting welcome to the ghetto, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like word
welcome
for word, like.
And this is the place.
They actually let me know that I actually made an impact in America, you know, as far as from being, you know, I'm all the way from America, and it's just let you know that
yeah.
you made a big impact. You know, how big your impact was on the rest of the world lets you know when you land in Japan, and it's like the people are sitting in front of at the airport taking pictures, and they got the CDs, and I'm signing autographs at the airport. It just lets you know what type of impact you have created or made coming from America. You know, it's crazy.
Right. I was about to say, because a lot of them probably learn how to speak English just from listening to y'all music, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Real shit. You know, I mean, they can't speak English well, but they can pronounce the words from the songs and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I think that some of the American shit and rap is the only music like that, for real, because, like, if somebody come from overseas trying to play they shit, I don't know none of they shit. But, like, you catch motherfuckers in Africa that know every pop. They might have more shit than I got. You know what I'm saying? Like, so y'all do make a big impact, man, and this. You know what I'm saying? As long as this motherfuckers like y'all still rocking that shit, man, we gonna bring y'all along here, and we gonna showcase you because, like Prez said, we trying to preserve the hip hop. Well, my kids ask me the shit that I'm listening to, they can listen to these archives now, and they can hear some of these stories and the shit that y'all had to go through, and some of the shit you still going through. So, you know what I'm saying? I love that shit, man. Keep doing what you do out there, man. And like I said, I can't wait till you come out this way because I'm there.
Yeah.
Well, man, all day. You know, that's why I stay spitting real shit because I know it carries. I'm doing it in a radio interview. I'm sitting here talking to my man. You know, he just sat in the car right next to me. You know, I told him I'm doing a radio interview. You know, we still repping this OG. You know, gangster real,
uh-huh.
real gangster rap shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just glad y'all had me come on the station, you know, and you know, I'm glad y'all, you know, recognize and you know, and up on that Spice One shit, man, you know, because that's what keep me in the studio.
Hey,
hell
yeah! We got some Mike Dream merchandise, man. I'm gonna keep you some shirts, you know, some stickers. Get you that shit running.
Hey, right now, man. Check this shit out, man. Just talk to Fraser Boy. You know, saying won an Academy Award with 3-6 Mafia. I said, man, I got Spice One on right now.
And dudes like, give him my number so we can work.
It
see
is.
What I'm saying? Motherfucker, yeah, Academy Award winner. You know what I'm saying? Academy Award winner, man, wants to work with Spike. That's what I'm saying. These motherfuckers, they know what's, they know you're there, man. We just got to connect the dots. You know what I'm saying?
Here he is right now.
This is Frazier Boy. Hey, Frazier Boy, what's up, homie?
Frazier Boy on live now.
Man. What it do?
Man, we got Frazier Boy on the phone right now, legendary Spice motherfucking one, man. I'm just going to let y'all talk
about it. What's happening, my nigga? What it do, fam?
Hey, what's popping, man? What it do?
Man, how you been, family? What's going on with it?
Shit, man, you know me, just holding it down, trying to keep shit popping, you know.
That's damn right, man. It's time for us to work, man. Let's put something down for him.
Yeah, man, you know, we overdue. We got to get down and do some shit, man. Working on a new album, too. It's just about that time, man. It's just about that time.
That's damn right, man. Well, get my number from Howard, man, and I'm working on his album. Right now, so man, let's get you on something. I got plenty of junk with some open verses on it, man. I love for you to be a part of it. And if you got something for me, man, just let me know. I'm with it.
Hell yeah, let's do it, man. We can probably kick some on this New Haters Nightmare album and all of that shit, man. Let's get down,
shit. Just get the number from home, man. Let it work, my nigga. I've been looking for your ass, man.
Hell yeah, that's
what we're
playing.
I'm right here on the Wordmaster Music Show, baby.
UGS Radio.
Say what, my nigga?
I say you found him right here on Murder Master Music Show, man. We're going to keep,
hey,
we gonna keep rocking this shit.
Hey, man, we already know we're going to put together some legendary shit, man. It's been due. It's time due.
Hell yeah, man.
That's
what the fuck I'm talking about.
Shit. Goddamn right. Goddamn right. Much love, man. Much love, man. I'm glad to hear your voice, man. That don't make real niggas like you no more, man.
Man, it's good to hear you too. Keep your line open, nigga, because it's about to be on. It's about to be on like a motherfucker.
You already know it, G. You already know it, man. This shit don't stop, man.
Hell no, not at all, shit. Not at all.
Goddamn right, man. Well, man, we can go from that, man. Like I said, man, let's make it happen, man.
Hell yeah, man. So,
I'm gonna have you like tonight or tomorrow so we can just get to working on some shit, you know what I'm saying, talk about how we gonna get it. Much love to y'all, man, for hooking this shit up. Yeah, that's what's up, Frazier, you know what I'm saying. Goddamn right, that's what's up. Yeah, man, that's what it is. I'll pass me the number and I'll pass it along to him. Okay, 100. Man, that's what's up, man. That's what's, you see what I'm saying? We got number platinum plaques and awards and legendary shit up in here. And
yeah, that's what we do over here.
I'm so happy we were able to make that shit happen. Hey, the boards are lighting up. We got 317. Who's in the building here? 317.
Hello. Hey, what's happening, man? Hey, this is your homeboy on Facebook, Chris Brown.
Chris Brown,
how you doing? Yeah, I'm good, man. How you doing?
Real good.
I don't even know where the show's at right now. I just seen Mac J's posting shit. I don't know if Spice is still on here or what. I don't know
what's happening. Yeah, Spice is on right now. You got a question you want to ask this legend right here?
Yeah. I was breathing through. I got a whole bunch of DJ school tapes, right? I came across a song that you did, Spice, through a freestyle. I was just wondering about, like, I wanted to know, you know, say, what was it like working with him and how did that come about?
Well, you know, I came from, I was born in Texas, so you know, I used to go over there and hang with him all the time.
Let me get two of those 99 cents, three was up again.
I used to hang with him all the time because, you know, I came from Texas. Let me get one more.
You know,
my cousin just took me by his house, and, you know, he was like, this the homie DJ Screw or whatever. You know what I'm saying? This kind of, you know, I think we had just did East Bay Gangster, and we had just dropped the first album, and that's when I met him, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we sat there and blowed and you know what I'm saying, drink and sipped on the lean or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and you know, and I just started freestyling, but at the time we didn't know that, you know, neither one of us knew we was gonna be classic and you know, artists, you know, but we was just kind of like, you know, we was kind of just having fun and trying to, you know, get it in, but now it's like a classic DJ Screw mixtape, and everybody listened to that shit. You know what I'm saying? And it tripped me out when I went back out there, and people was telling me that they heard this shit. I was like, damn, they still floating around, huh?
Yeah, it only take one tape to get a circulation going, shit.
Man, I was flipping through my shit, and I heard that. I said, damn.
Yeah,
that was hard.
I mean, you know, I'm one of the artists from the Bay Area. That, you know, I was born in Texas, so all my people out there, you know, I think me and Scarface is related. Me and Face, we looking back into our roots right now to see if he could be my cousin. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's
that
right.
Some of the same last names or something.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy. When you coming back to Indianapolis, man?
Scarface's dad was my dad's half brother or something. You know, it's crazy, man. So I mean,
it's a small world, boy.
So I mean, shit, it's cool.
Dang, that's crazy. When you coming back out to Indianapolis, man? I saw you when you was here with Bo.
Yeah, we came down there and tore it down one time, man. I'm trying to get back out there as soon as possible because I had a lot of fun. Shit, it was live.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely have to check you out, man. Make sure at the end of the show that you put your information out here. Are you on Facebook and shit?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's on Twitter, too.
New album about to drop and everything, so, you know, check me out. We got the new video and all of that shit popping, man. You know, I'm gonna keep banging on these niggas' heads, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got 228 Gulf Coast. Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
It's Gator Boy.
Hey, how you
Gator
doing, man?
Gator Boy Kingpin, what's happening?
Oh, what's up, Kingpin?
Oh, what's happening? Chilling. I'm over here, man. I'm a Spice One fanatic, man. I'm talking shit from the first time I heard 187 Proof on the radio down here in Gulfport, Mississippi. And you know what I'm saying? So, shit, I just got to say salute to the OG, man. Like, man, that's what started me doing what I do right now, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's what's up, shit. That's the type of shit that keep a nigga in the studio, man. And then, you know, that's where the longevity comes from when you got the fans that, you know, that hit me up on you know, when I'm doing interviews like this and let me know, you know, nah, nigga, keep doing your shit. We've been listening to it for a long time. And, you know, and that's what keep me in the studio, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I hear you, like, I'm from an area, man, you know, it's like, it's one of the poorest states in the nation. And when I was a kid, we didn't have studios. We didn't have no access to music. And the only music we was hearing was from New Orleans at the time. But I remember 187 Proof hitting the radio down here, and I was like, man, I'm going to buy this tape, you know, and I went and bought the tape. I done had it on tape and CD. And it's like, man, that's still, that one, that and your second album was still my favorites. You know, 187 he wrote still one of my favorites too. I bumped that to this day, but I tell you, man, Prez doing something wonderful here in this music shit, because when he get a legend like you down on the show, there's many times I've wanted to call in on a few other guests, and I really haven't. But man, I had to call in because I'm here. I'm listening to Spice One live right motherfucking now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, shit, I'm in the studio right now with my Gator Boys, and we just bumping fucking Spice One, listening to the show. Like, man, he got Spice One on. Like, what are the odds of you ain't gonna hear Spice One on many other radio shows down my way? You know, so I can hear it through the internet, and that's all I care, because daytime radio about dead. You know what I'm saying? It's all commercials anyways.
Bunch of fucking homos. This
internet radio shit, press got going, man. I just love it.
Faggot ass motherfuckers.
Right.
Prez got that gangster shit on right now.
we about to play one right now, man. Born to Die. Stick around.
Hell yeah, Prez.
Evil lurks in the mind of a madman. I have the cause.
Vice One to put in work.
Yeah, straight motherfucking East Bay, killing the house. Vice motherfucking One. That's how you do it. You get mob up on a nigga, shoot him in his motherfucking head, and drag him out the car. Get your motherfucking mob on. Yeah, motherfucking T-shirt jumping off the line. Motherfucking fire.
Tell him off like this, but about my five times. I see you when I'm singing, born to die. Tell him off like that, but about my five bang. I see you when I'm singing, poor old time.
My gas brings fire. The bullet told me to say, motherfucker, he's a liar. I talk to my 380 like a bitch on the throw. When niggas try to dick me, I haul off and let a hoe. Kill them all. I can't be trusted in this game, I'm a psychopath. My AK told me to shove him up some niggas' ass. I'm having long conversations with Mr. Millimeter. He's one of my best friends, bitch ass nigga eater. And Mrs. Mossberg loaded up in that back truck. You know that old school bitch, she like to get in funk. And sitting motherfuckers by the scene. My granddaddy, Mr. AR-15, said he was my only family. Shoot straight and please don't jam me. My own Glock pistol with me in my fucking head. Cause he said I wouldn't buy the infrared. Got in a fight at a club, my gas started walking. Told me to shut the fuck up and let him do the talking. I woke up and it was sick to see them guts from my strap. Told me, Vice, motherfucker, you're born to die.
Born to the death and one to the cone.
Ain't no
fix from the head so your brains get blown.
Oh, then the niggas catch you slipping and your ass is gone. Kill him off like this, put him up a bye-bye. I see you when I'm singing born to die. Kill him off like that, put him up a bye-bang. I see you when I'm singing for a rule down.
Bring the blocks and babies and the oozy things. And if the shit jump off, I'm killing everything. Don't be acting like no bitch when the funk is on. Cause if the niggas catch you slipping, then your ass is gone. One for the clock, two for the clip. Down the drain like the L.A. flood. Don't be fucking with the S.P.I. I'm telling you motherfuckers, I was born to die.
Once in the chest and once in the dome.
If the niggas catch you slipping, then your ass is gone.
Born to
ain't
die.
Ain't no one for the head, so your brain gets blown.
If the niggas catch you slipping, then your ass is gone. Kill them off like this, but about my bye-bye. S.P.I.C.E. what I'm saying, born to die. Kill them off like that, but about my bye-bang. S.P.I.C.E. what I'm saying, poor little
guy. From the bay, AK spray, beat your dead body as a lay on the concrete, dying one beat of the heart. 7 day old ass body smell a little tart.
Pull up to your bumper
with a fully loaded magazine, wrapping your motherfucking ass clean. Blow the heart out of motherfucker back, nigga shit on itself. When I pull out my strap, got a chrome 45, about 9 in the clip. Just doing that dance, begin to mob and dip. It's just another tale of some gangster shit. Witness this murder in the face of my bursting spit. Expire, retire, stab him in the throat with the Dayton spoke wire. So don't get caught up in the mix. I let you motherfuckers know quick, I'm born to die.
One to the chest and one to the
bone. If the niggas catch you slipping and your ass is gone.
Ain't no fix for the head so your brain gets blown.
If the niggas catch you slipping and your ass is gone. Tell them off like this, but about my bye-bye. I see you when I'm singing born to die. Blah! Tell them off like that, but about my bye-bang.
Yeah, nigga, straight walking up on the motherfucking, taking this shit with an AK-47, nigga. Get your shit, cause it's on, tell your hoe you gon' be back. Nigga gon' give up his shit, or he gon' catch a motherfucking slug. Yeah, you gon' catch a motherfucking slug. Fight one in the motherfucking half, straight killing them all.
You can't get more grimier than that. You know what I'm saying? That's that grimy shit.
Prez, I've been waiting on this show for a long time too, man.
Yo, man, do a fucking Pepsi challenge with that shit and any of this garbage out now. Ain't no fucking comparison. That's a one round knockout right there. Shit.
And you always, you know, people talking about hardcore and all this real evil shit. You always had that evil shit like that. You know what I'm saying? 1996. You know, I'm the murderer. You know what I'm saying? You just, you were brutal with your lyrics.
I mean, you know why? Because, I mean, when I was growing up, it was like, you know, we would hear these stories about, you know, I mean, I was growing up around the time of Felix Mitchell, you know what I'm saying? Felix Mitchell and Lil Durl and the 69th Village and, you know, who they did New Jack City about. I was growing up around them times, so we would hear these horrific stories about, you know, niggas getting hung from telephone posts and their hands and shit getting cut off and, you know, niggas getting stabbed in their sleep and just sick shit going on around the neighborhood and around the city that I was living in because, of, you know, the crack epidemic and the dope was so bad in the neighborhood and, you know, it was just so much shit going on and everybody wanted to be a dope dealer. Niggas getting, niggas coming up short on their counts and, you know, and motherfuckers having to suffer the consequences and repercussions of dropping the pot while they cooking up the D. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of shit going on back then, so I figured, you know, shit, let me tell some of these stories that's going on that, you know, as far as we hear, you know, as us being teenagers, let me tell some of these stories because they kind of crazy, and I think that, you know, I figured, shit, they would sell if I told them, you know, exactly how it went down, and I figured people would be interested, you know what I'm saying? Like, they would be interested to hear that kind of shit was going down.
Right.
Yeah, that's real shit.
Yeah, you ain't lying. Hey, Spice, one thing I always remember, too, I think you was in the little documentary, I think it was Rhyme and Reason and shit. But I remember when that shit had came out, like that was a soundtrack too, had some banging cuts on it. But we all going to the movies to see that shit. One thing I always remember when they had the segment on you, y'all just looked like y'all was just like regular cats, just chilling like how we was. And then when your moms was on there, and she was talking about, you know, growing up, and she was like the look on her face, like she was proud of you for what you was doing. I always liked that shit. And that movie, dog, because you was always one of my favorite rappers anyway. So when your part in the movie came on, you know, niggas had to shut up around me and shit because I wanted to see that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's one of my Spice One memories because a lot of motherfuckers, you know, ain't seen that shit. Even motherfuckers my age, they can't remember that when it came out. They might catch it on Netflix or something. But I'm like, shit, man, check that shit out, man.
That's a personal side to you, man, because growing up as fans, all we really had was the music. There were no documentaries or nothing. You ever thought about doing a full-blown documentary and just putting it out there?
Yeah, you know, I actually, I've been approached by a few different, you know, directors and stuff about doing the documentary on my life. And everything, I guess, you know, they might have listened to some, you know, read some stories and stuff and actually want to do a documentary. So I'll probably be working on that in the near future, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that'd be good for the fans, you know, definitely, you know. But, you know, glad you're here, man. We got a caller again. We got a few callers. Yeah, you're on the line? Hello?
Yo, what's happening, Fred?
Oh, well, what's up? What's up, Kingpin?
What's up, man? I want to say, too, man, Spice One's lyrics, man, when he used to rap, I could visualize everything he was saying, everything, and the stories he was telling. I felt like as a kid smoking my blunts, I was right there with him. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I was running with him.
Yeah.
And I always dig this production. Every producer he ever had on every album,
Battle
I just felt the beat. I felt them beats, man. He had a nice selection of beats, and to me, it was perfect chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of people, you know, a lot of cats be getting at me about that. They, you know, like even Ice Cube, you know, Ice Cube, when, you know, him and EA Ski is like real good friends right now. They hang out, and, you know, him and Cube, you know, cause, so, you know, as far as me, the beat, the guys who was working with, I was working with my beats, they got a lot of other artists that I would deal with. You know, they got a lot of business doing that shit because they was trying to get that same chemistry. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, even Ant Banks, you know, he's still doing his thing too, so look out for him, shit.
Yeah, man, I've been waiting on Banks for a long time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when we had Goldie on the show, it was a trip because, yeah, I reviewed his album in 1998. He ain't put out nothing since.
It's like, man, we want it. Us motherfuckers from 93, 94 that bought that shit, we want it again. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas got to have that so they can live again, man. Niggas got to get some
real
cause
shit.
We
can't go with this shit that
man,
they got out here on the shelf right
out
now.
Yeah, we can't fuck with that shit nowadays.
Yeah, we need that shit back. Bring it back.
That's like buying spoiled milk.
Nigga don't even be wanting to go to the clubs because they don't care. They ain't
yeah.
shit that they want to hear.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. That's what it is. But hey, Spice, before you go, wait, we got one more caller. Hold on. One more caller, Spice. 219. Thanks, 228, for calling in, brother. Kingpin. Who's this, 219?
This is Jesse.
Hello?
Yeah. 219, you live on air with Spice One.
219.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's you.
All right, there we go. All right, Spice. Cats want to get at you for verses. Man, we just had Fraser Boy get at you. If anybody wants to hit you up, man, what's the best way to do it?
Tell them they can get at me on my Twitter at TheRealSpice1. And I got my my website is actually TheRealSpice1 too. So, you know, you can get my Twitter, TheRealSpice1, or you can go to my website, TheRealSpice1, and, you know, contact my management or, you know, on my Twitter or just hit me up and, you know, on the website, and I get right back at them.
That's what it is. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Thank you, man. And please, you know, keep the music coming. We'll play it right here. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you want to come on. You know what I'm saying? You're more than welcome. I wouldn't mind having some round tables with you and some other cats. Like I said, maybe JT Money, Dayton Family. You know what I'm saying? I think it'd be cool just to hear you guys chop it up about the road and the tours and just those times back in the 90s, man. You know, so.
Hell yeah.
That's what it is. But, hey, before you go, could you give us a couple drops real quick?
For sure. Hell yeah, it's nothing.
Okay, this show here is the Murder Master Music Show, and I'm Prez.
Prez, okay. Yeah, man, it's Spice One with the Murder Master Music Show with your nigga Prez, man.
Yeah, great, great. That's what it is. Hell yeah. The next one, the name of the show is called KFYB. FYB stands for Fuck You Bitch. And the host is Devil Six, Mac J, and Velvet Rose, if you remember all
Devil
that.
Devil Six, Mac J, and Velvet Rose?
Yeah.
And it's FYB?
KFYB.
KFYB.
Yeah, KFYB. Okay, Double Six, Eric Rose, and what's the third one?
Mac J and Velvet Rose.
Yeah.
Okay. We said who J and Velvet Rose?
Mac J.
Mac J.
Mac J, Velvet Rose, and Triple Six?
Devil Six.
Yeah, you call me Devil Six, yeah.
Okay, you know, because y'all know I'm high in this motherfucker. So.
All day.
I'm smoking right now. I'm about to eat this cookie and shit, so I'm y'all got to bear with me and shit. Okay. We got Devil Six.
Mac J.
Mac J.
Velvet Rose.
Devil Six, Mac J, and Velvet Rose. And it's KFYB.
Yeah.
Devil Six, Mac Dre, Mac J, and Velvet Rose. You know, I'm going to write it down so I can stay the shit right. So you can get the shit.
Yeah.
That was up.
Much appreciated, man. Much appreciated.
Yeah.
KFYB?
Yeah.
Yep. Fuck You Bitch Radio.
Fuck You Bitch Radio. Devil Six, Velvet Rose, and Mac J.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, man, it's Spice One, Barcelona, Fetty, Chico, Shiz, Milky. KFYB, bitch. Devil Six, Velvet Rose, Mac J. Blah, blah, blah.
Man, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah. I got one of the blah blahs right after my name, man. That's legendary for me, dog.
You know he's gonna put that on every motherfucking Saturday, one of the show. know that's the shit.
Yeah, that show is exactly what the name is. Fuck you, bitch. Yeah,
every Saturday at 7 p.m., man. Come on to the show, man. These guys kill it.
That's
my comedy shit.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. That's Spice One, the motherfucking East Bay Gangster.
Well,
thank you, my brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We'll have you on again in the future.
Hey, man, thank y'all for having me on the show, shit.
That's what it
is.
Welcome to the gallery. And this is the play. Young niggas be throwing the rocks up in your face. My homie G be yelling, yo, it's like a hold up. I'm pulling a gap to make the motherfucker fold up. In my Jag on my phone, talking business. Mac 10 to my dome, yo, it is this. I'm telling him, drop the yellow box and we can go around. He dropped his dad, I picked it up and blew his ass down. I know it's stainless, but a simple fucking dirty bag. I'd rather hit my Uzi Rata to the tack. It's for protection, not the killer, breaking niggas' bones. Back to the story, here's the story, beat the story on. His guts were scattered, he was splattered up against the wall. My homie G was on my phone, bugging off my car. I tried to smash, but I'm looking at some high beams into the eyes of some motherfucking dope fiend. He seen me shoot him, so I shot him, blew his ass up. I shot my Uzi up in the air and then I smashed up. I'm rolling thicker in a milkshake. I like to eat crab, but I prefer steak. I ain't no joke, motherfucker, so don't play yourself. I flip you over, fry your ass like a patty melt. And if you ever disrespect me, I'ma thank you. So say what up to the motherfucking East Bay. Man, I make up to you, my 9-5, a bomb, the AK. The winner, the 7, the box, they rob the bank and they weigh up. Legal or illegal, that's the way of the bay. The government keeps the profit of cocaine and their way. Man, shooting them up, man, shooting them up if he don't give me my pay. The niggas are from the block, they fight for me every day. 1,000 every day, I keep the 5 away. This time it's the East Bay, G-A-N-G-S-T-A. Looked in my mirror, close range, right behind me. Tinted windows up in the Benz 190. I ain't no dummy, knew right off he's trying to kill me. If I don't smash full of buckshots, he will feel me. Hanging out the car, shots scattered, windows shatter, trouble. I shoot him up, bathe in his blood like Mr. Bubble. 187, did I do it with an AK? Another day, a nigga dead up in the alleyway. Why did I do it? It's my pistol and I packed it. I think they need to lock my ass up in a straitjacket. So why you suckers listen close to this warning? While I get into your ass like Sean. Funky shit, that's so dope and numb your mouth up. You ever shoot me, I'ma blow your fucking house up. And if you ever disrespect me, I'ma bank you. So say what up to the motherfucking East Bay gang. Gangsta, 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 gangsta. Kicking up, gangsta, 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 gangsta. They got you not because they down with the fuck. Let's motherfuckers when we're cooling the block. The X, the L, the A, the R, G, E. The motherfuck 187 Puffy. The ESP is with 187. The CMP is with 187. Now as I'm acting in this motherfucking jail cell with nothing but dried up funk to smell, I'm thinking about the times that I gang fooled and why I'm cooling in these fucked up county blues. I've murdered motherfuckers singular and in a pair, and in the morning I'll be getting the electric chair. But do I care? Yo, I can give a fuck less. The CIA, FBI got it in the chest. Tapping my phone calls, wires hitting in my wall. I had the money flowing smooth like Niagara Falls. The glory got me, I'm considered a murderous criminal, because my bullet ate his ass like a cannibal. Before I chopped him with AK, I made him say his grace, and then I emptied the clip off up in his fucking face. His partner called him for backup, but I was breaking out. Nigga, please die, that's what I heard him shout. I hit the corner with quickness because I ain't the one to feel the fucking blast of a shotgun. And when they fry my ass, I'm going straight to hell. That's why I'm kicking your tail of a jail cell. And if they ever disrespect me, I'ma bang ya. So say what up to the motherfucking East Bay gangsta. Shit, ma. Man, I'm kicking a funky gangsta. Shit, ma. Man, I'm kicking a funky gangsta. Man, I'm pulling up, me got money to send them some ghetto job. Me kicking a fucking reggae, kicking a fucking rock star. Man, the people that I be missing, me calling me killer gangsta. Me shoot up your bitch and then check back and smoke them die in the car. Me fucking with Dick, me fucking with Dick, it's STITE1. Me bucking them down, me bucking them down, me shooting up now.
right there. Like I was telling my brother Six, I used to move my bedroom on the back porch in the summertime and right by the alley and shit. We had these old neighbors on the side. I used to just rattle their fucking windows. They really turned out they were having heart attacks and shit. But that's what I'm talking about right there, man. I'm going to bring on the co-host, you know what I'm saying, Six, Mac J. Man, what was it like for you guys? You know what I'm saying? I'll start with you, Six, because your brother knew Spice One, man. What was it like for you to be able to just chop it up with that kid?
I could shit, man. I grew up listening to that motherfucker's music, too. You know, and when you listen to music and you talk to the dudes, it's like, damn, man, it takes you back. Look how old we are now. We all grown up, man. And we all started listening to this shit when we were kids.
Yeah. Like,
God damn.
14, 15 or younger.
That's the shit, man. That was the definite shit.
Yeah.
A fucking episode.
I just turned 35 on Saturday. I've been listening to this shit since 91.
Yeah.
92. Oh, no, that first The Triad album came out in 91, I believe. But, yeah, that shit. And then you had the Dangerous Crew. You had those years, you know what I'm saying, where you had fucking Aunt Banks, Goldie.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's a bitter
rapping Ronnie and Diddley Dog. I mean, Jesus Christ.
It's such a sad, bittersweet thing when you think about it, because I know when I can say when I was a kid, my area had amazing fucking music. But the kids coming out now from here, the same area where I came up from, are going to say they came up with hot garbage.
Yeah.
Bad shit, man. These kids don't know what the fuck they missing. Shit.
Yeah.
Right, they missed it.
They missed the golden era, goddammit. That was the time.
Yeah, for me, man, prayers, it's just like shit. Like, I'm lucky to have been fortunate to talk to somebody that some of these people's favorite rappers ain't doing shit. Like, Spice One, for real, is one of my all-time favorite motherfuckers.
Let's bring on
you know
Kingpin
what I'm saying?
Again, man. This is my brother Kingpin from Gulfport, Mississippi. Kingpin, what was it like for you to talk to Spice One?
Man, that was history, you know? I mean, I feel like I'm in the same age bracket as all y'all, and shit, I was right there just bumping it, you know what I'm saying? Like, same time frames and everything, so, shit, just a bit of talk to him, and then talk to you, Prez, like, man, I just can't believe you're really doing what you're doing. I was actually,
well, y'all
before
are doing it. Y'all are doing it with me, because that's the beautiful thing about this shit. Now I'm able to share it with motherfuckers that appreciate it, like Mac J, you know what I'm saying? You came on, what episode did you come on? Episode 3, I think it was, or 2?
Yeah, maybe 2 or 3, something like that.
This dude ain't rapped in a minute, and now this motherfucker's banging out these classic songs like Gangster, you know what I'm saying, doing theme songs for radio shows, and he's hosting radio shows with us. We didn't even know this cat like a year ago. You know, this is my motherfucking brother right here. You know, so it's a beautiful thing to be able to do this and to share it with like-minded individuals.
You know what's crazy? What's crazy is I was going on to listen to y'all tonight, I was actually on Worldstar, and I seen Murder Master Music show on Worldstar. I said, oh, shit. And that motherfucker got like 444,000 plays, and I'm like, damn. Man, Prez about to really, you know, it's really about to pop off for you, man. I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing it. I was looking through your page, and I seen some shit on Worldstar. So I was like, man, let me go and check this shit out. But then when I seen the plays, I said, gosh, damn.
Yeah, they know about it,
music show, it's come a long way, man. It's come a long way. And
they don't want us.
All I can do is respect what you do, bro.
I appreciate it. They don't want us in the limelight, man. But thanks for calling in, Kingpin. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, you got it, man, for sure.
We're going to get back to some more music. I'm going to actually debut a song on here tonight, which is crazy. But, Mac, what are some of your fondest memories? Because you and I virtually grew up in the same fucking area. Little did I know, we was virtually, what, 40 miles away from each other.
Prez, we probably ran by each other before,
we're
too.
The same age. We've been waiting for the Bears to win a Super Bowl since 1985, man. You know what I'm saying? And you was probably listening to Spice One at the same time I was.
At the same time, because like how he was saying, like, the real Chicago cats, it's certain guys that ain't from the region that everybody up there bump. Like you said, you had the Ghetto Boys, you had 8-Ball. You had UGK, you had Spice One, and
Poison
you had
Clan.
MC Breed, you had Poison Clan, you know what I'm saying? Then Dre and them didn't come out like once Dre came out after N.W.A. because everybody loved N.W.A. too. Like
But that Chronic,
that was
me.
Yeah,
that was a three.
The N.W.A. Eazy-E, they loved the shit out of Eazy, man. You know what I'm saying? Like
Eazy-E timeless. I listen to Eazy-E.
Yeah,
if
a motherfucker in Chicago say they wasn't bumping, he had motherfuckers in Chicago getting Jerry curls and shit because some motherfuckers
I was
had
bumping
them.
This
you know
bitch
what I'm saying?
And that bitch, but not the bitch with the 7-year itch.
The first time I got ever cussed out about listening to music, it was from listening to N.W.A. and Spice One shit, like getting caught listening to the music too loud. My grandmother caught a word of that shit. But she always liked, she liked the Jealous Got Me Strapped because she was into piano music. She liked the piano on that and that Straight Up Menace that Spice One had. She didn't too much like the cussing, but she loved the beat of that song. You know what I'm saying?
Always had instrumentation, you know, live music sometimes. But I'm going to play this track real quick. This is Komaine. He's out of South Bend, Indiana, featuring EC Illa and C-Mob. This song's called
Oh, yeah, I heard that shit earlier. That shit go hard, man.
Yeah, this shit, people want to know where the real rap is of today. This is it right here. You know what I'm saying? But none of these guys are rookies by any means. EC Illa's been doing this since the early 90s. You know, Komaine's got a solid decade or so. C-Mob the same. Check this shit out.
A lesson.
Okay.
While y'all was second guessing, I made myself a legend. That there you cannot question. Might I make a suggestion? If you into it with Illa, fuck a Tucker Smith and Wesson. I'm back on that dirty G shit. All 6 bikes and 3 clips. I dig dykes and serve hikes that look just like Jesus. Got a socks hat, some toe jeans, but I'm looking like that shot town. I rob stones and tell the clerk combat words and lie down. I fly down like them big boys. I'm feisty and cannot fail. I serve these fake ass fuck boys like rice peas and oxtail. I'm Rockwell, I'm Western, I'm Ashland, and I'm Halstead. I'm all things Chicago to the world blow, are y'all dead? I hit tall head, yeah, that's right. I'm bringing back that old slang. My reputation precedes me, still whiter than that cocaine. Should've known this in the dope frame. Ain't no love, just slow pain. This white folks, this North Pole, this South Bend, and this Komaine.
This what happens when you match three addicts, hip hop fanatics. Traffic, mixed with passion to relax and feel the magic. Emphatic, couple shots to the dome, sit back and puff and pass it. It's what happens when it comes together, automatic, classic. It's what happens when you match three addicts, hip hop fanatics. Shit get traffic, mixed with passion to relax and feel the magic. Emphatic, couple shots to the dome, sit back and puff and pass it. It's what happens when it comes together, automatic, classic.
It's what happens, you have a little bit of magic, a savage indeed. Put us on the same track with a legend for Chicago, but you finna get it special for the master. Even more than a fat white bitch, I know that sounded bad, but it's true no matter.
relax and feel the magic. Emphatic, couple shots to the dome, sit back and bluff and pass it. It's what happens when it comes together, automatic, classic. It's what happens when you're match triadic. Hip hop fanatics, shit get drastic, midwest passion.
Don't go nowhere, still got plenty of show left. We're going to play some more songs. This is Twisted Testicles by the sick and twisted Dr. Kafar. Look for his album, No Anesthesia, entirely produced by Skinny Mane, coming real soon.
Twisted testicles, don't give a fuck. In other words, I'm fucking nuts.
We still got an open invite for Juggalos to come on KFYB too.
Open invite for you fucks to come on.
See, look at that fucking nonsense. That's what these people do.
Is that tattoos on his face? Those are tattoos.
Yeah.
Those they didn't even paint. Those are tattoos. Can you imagine walking? Can you imagine seeing that shit? I see it. I see it all the time. Brother, they come right down where I live, man, for that fucking...
He's a fucking waterhead. He's a fucking grown retard. What a big giant baby human. Look at him.
60 miles away from me is where they all gather, and I got to see that shit.
Yeah, they sure do, Prez. They be leaving from here going out there and shit.
Well, these motherfuckers are corn. Juggalos are like, if somebody would have stopped drumming around the age of 8 years old, but
hold on, y'all talking about this? Are y'all talking about this dude with the red and black hat on?
Yeah, the
Oh my God.
Look at this motherfucker in tattoos.
Are those tats?
Makeup on him.
He wanted to be a juggalo for life. He was when he said juggalo for life, he meant that shit. and the motherfuckers that started the Juggalo movement probably just laughing at him like, look at this fucking idiot.
Oh, they're laughing all the way with the bank with that shit, man. What is goddamn idiot to have on a hook? Fuck.
He got lime green and orange, fluorescent orange on his face.
And it looks like somebody just drew on it with some marker, yeah.
So like he fell asleep first at the party and shit. Oh, yeah. If you scroll through more of these pictures, it's even more ridiculous. Look, it's another picture of him. Go about three more pictures past the one they got. He got his hat off, a facial shot. Happy Halloween. I'm finna share this shit.
Look at that guy, I love pussy. Can I have some?
What the fuck is this? It's a happy Halloween. Oh my God.
Go on Facebook and check out the Juggalo Holocaust page. It's a great page.
Hey, I want to interview the guys that run this Juggalo Holocaust. I got to interview them. We're going to be doing a Juggalo show on the Church of Reality real soon. It's going to showcase the Juggalos.
Man, those idiots, man, the Juggalos, they have this pyramid, the chant family, but they look like a bunch of circus freaks that should be shut out of bars and dailies.
Look at these fucking freaks.
Yeah,
this bitch is like the Nightmare Before Christmas and shit.
Y'all remember Batman 2 with the Michael Keaton second when it came out? Remember at the beginning of the movie, beating a bunch of dumb-looking clowns? They all look like them goofy motherfuckers. Corny, funny.
There's big news. Violent J shoot interview confirms Blaze's departure. Who gives a fuck? Now, I want to say something, too, to Faygo lovers. I told the fucker at Faygo Lovers that Fareed, the political bitch, was a chomo and left messages, you know what I'm saying, about my daughter. And this faggot still promotes his shit. So he promotes pedophilia.
You're talking about a website whose name is based around a fucking soda company. Really?
Yeah. And that shit, we grew up on that shit, was fucking disgusting. We don't buy that shit.
Yeah,
look at this picture down here.
It's Dollar Tree soda. That's just like fucking Shasta. Same fucking thing.
You guys want to know what's going on in the Gathering of the Juggalos? I'm going to tell you guys what's going on. Just for everybody listening, there's a car over here with a sign on it. It says Necro Bestiality for Sale. What they're doing is selling dead animals for sick retards to fuck. Animals for sick retards to fuck.
You want to go down in a car with a fucking crowbar and beat one of them in the mouth.
I'm going to send you guys this picture. I don't know if you've seen it yet. Mac, there you go. Six. There you go, six. You see that shit, Mac?
I don't know if I'm looking at it now.
Look at that shit.
Let me see. Might open it up.
That's horrible.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. These sports, man. And that's right, that's right in your backyard, though, Chris.
Yeah, not far from you, too.
That's
what's
terrific.
That fucking echo? Blog talk, you motherfucker.
Echo.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Echo.
Necro-bestiality
echo.
For sale.
Echo. Fucking Amy. Honey driblets over there to fix the goddamn system.
Yeah, what's the matter with you, Amy?
Hey, honey. Hey, come here, buddy. Honey,
Amy, you need to do this. You need to start snorting some cocaine.
Hey, we do got a new dude that work over my job that look like Captain Spaulding's off the Devil's Rejects.
Captain Spaulding?
Yeah. Yeah, we got a dude that I work with that look just like that motherfucker sometimes.
Hey, did he cook the fried chicken music? Because I heard a Captain make a hell of a fried chicken dish.
Everybody at work call him Captain Spaulding, but I ain't never seen him with no paint on his face, though.
Y'all decide the man who makes the fried chicken because the Captain makes the best fried chicken. That's his selling point. Demand it.
But I do work with a couple motherfuckers that want to be juggalos, but they scared to call the show KFYB because
hey,
they
them.
Already
don't,
heard
they don't call and ain't shit. Or get the phone and I'll call my damn self. We'll just ambush them. Fuck it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to get their numbers and then do some recon.
And I'll tell you what, this is something. Some of them are really juggling those defendants to the family, and I want to insult their lousy family all day. If they're about their shit, they'd want to defend it. Because I think their shit absolutely lousy. I think they're a bunch of smelly idiots. I think all the things are just people who need to hurry up and commit suicide because they're breathing my good, clean American air. I don't like it.
Hey, I'm gonna upload. This is what we do to juggalos. I'm going to upload a clip. We played it on one of our shows already a long fucking time ago. Remember that guy Little Snow? Were you on the phone with me and Mac Mizzle with that guy Little Snow?
Mm-hmm.
Freestyle. Do you remember that shit, Six?
I remember that motherfucker, yeah.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I got to play
it
right now.
Bootleg Snow the Prophet, motherfucker.
Yeah, this is what we do. This is what we do
to
juggalos. This is what we do to juggalos. That's why I think one of us couldn't hang because he had too many juggalo fans. You know what I'm saying? So...
Yeah,
he had to get gone with that shit because he didn't like the fact that we was disrespecting the juggalos. I guess I don't know.
It was his family.
Family.
Family oriented.
Wicked clown. Wicked clown.
Jimmy Clifton.
Wicked clowns for life. Losers.
Yeah, and these guys literally. I mean, these motherfuckers are 40s. I mean, they're going to be in another decade. They're going to be in their fucking 50s.
These fucking fans are grown men calling themselves wicked clowns. You fucking hear yourself, you fat fucking middle-aged loser. I'm talking to fans. You motherfuckers. You're wicked clowns. Much wicked clown love. Fuck you. You sound like a bunch of idiots, all of you. Ugh.
Yeah, here goes juggalo. This is what we do to juggalos over here.
Let me record, okay?
All right, bet.
All right, I
got
it.
You. Yeah, just spit a freestyle.
Come on, spit
right.
Shit.
I can feel it in my bones. I got rhythm and blues, and when it hits, it travels from my head down to my shoes. I'll beat your bitch ass up for something to do. And for the consequences, I got nothing to lose. Soon as I step on
hey, what up?
Everybody get pissed. I hear that kicking and screaming. They get the swinging. They shit. I give no fucks about nothing. I get the swinging them too. Better watch out when I come through. I might be swinging at you. It's all on
the
bad. Put them in the trash bag. Yeah, y'all ain't half bad, but your style's half ass. Yeah. And I ain't never been the type to hate, but I will slice your face. I got your number like a license plate. I keep it wicked like Stephen King. I'm on my grind, bitch. I get these rappers goosebumps. R.L. Stein, bitch. Twisted, liquid flow. I'm dropping hits from the dough. I outsmart the rap game. I use a different approach. I'm driving twisted on the freeway, intoxicated. Ain't a day goes by that I do not get wasted. I'm the motherfucking best. Y'all can stop debating, and I be waiting on my moment. I got lots of patience.
Hey, man, you was flowing, dude. You was flowing, but you, I tell you what, you know what that reminds me of right there?
What's that?
You ever hear that one rapper called what's that motherfucker called? MC He's out of the South too. I think he's called MC Suckadick. That's exactly what you sounded like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you be fucking with my boy Swoop. You got a problem, motherfucker. You
no, this is that lousy motherfucker here?
Yeah, this is that lousy motherfucker here.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's that goofy fucking horseshit I heard earlier? It's a fucking garbage. That's goofy nonsense. You're fucking garbage.
You don't even know.
Fucking Andrew Sweet, want to throw my sandwich. Fucking awful. Fuck out of here, you loser. That shit was garbage. Lousy shit. I like your name, too, huh? Good fucking name, Snow. You fucking falling
second. We're going to cry on the phone and play tough guy on the phone.
I'm praying like you sound like MC Suck a Dick.
That was another motherfucker.
I missed that one, man.
We went to go to battle with for a dude.
Yeah, I missed that episode, man.
That wasn't even an episode. I think we were just on a conference call.
Oh, okay. A conference, whatever you shit.
Yeah.
MC fucking dick, he's from the South.
He's like,
yeah,
oh,
man,
really?
That dude was garbage,
oh,
man.
Really?
Chris, like, I'm here to bust a freestyle right quick.
Oh, my God. Hey, about that, y'all just let him go all along. So I'm probably going to just cut him off in the middle.
Right. Six said, oh, yeah, that's that motherfucker.
Yeah, that shit, man. We got to get some more swaggers. You guys recently had one on KFYB. That was fun.
Hey, bro, Six said they got a blog talk show.
And that dude has his own show. He's posting a phone number up and asking folks to get him up because his channel was ready. So, you know.
Oh, you mean they went and recently got it because of coming on KFYB probably.
Because
of the Mormons. The Mormons probably financing it.
Yeah, fucking Mormons.
He's on blog talk too now, I think. I think old
Fred said your Mormon rap ain't crap, so fuck it.
But the kicker about his biscuit, like he's gonna post the show and all this shit, but he's not gonna post the show time and date. Hey, how are you gonna post the show number you don't want me calling on a website? Because I'd love to call your show and just revisit our review from previous episodes. I do like the hit single that Banana Phone does. Go fucking hard. That is my
I was just about to say we should send them our music to play Banana Phone.
Laughing really hard. We got to get somebody else to come on, man. For those of you who want to say, he likes music. And I will be recording a quick commercial with KFYB featuring I'm trying to get a retarded doing it. If not, I got to do a retarded voice myself.
We got that Spice One drop, too, so we're good with that,
shit.
Man. Jesus Christ.
That's the shit right there. Drop it, yeah.
Yo, we
had him breaking out the pen and pad.
Yeah. He said, what did he say? He called Velvet? What did he call Velvet?
Derrick Rose.
It's Derrick Rose. He said double six, Derrick Rose, and Mac Dre.
Mac Dre. That's great. Look at that, Mac Dre. Good thing. Oh, man.
Hey, that was a good interview, though, man. We got to ask him a lot of shit, man. He talked about a whole lot of different shit.
Hey, Sam, I like how the last call, you didn't give a chance for me to start screaming at you. Just, you came in just. 2-9, and you let it go. Oh, I was about to take your head off.
Yeah, they get three seconds. You know, or three. I think I asked them three times.
Once I heard those sweet ass voice, all that ignorance, that female ignorance, I want to tear your head off and you just let it go. I'm about to fucking dog just go for the next
one. Look how we opened the show tonight too. We didn't even know Spice was gonna show up, and we just went off on women and whatever the fuck we wanted to do.
We play Kill the Babies. I said, God damn it, kill them all.
Yeah. Spice was gonna go back and listen to this shit. Like, these motherfuckers are crazy. You know, he'll be back because, you know what I'm saying, he's a real motherfucker. He sees what we're doing.
Prez, the motherfuckers like the show because it's real like that, man.
Well, you know what we did tonight? We merged KFYB with the Murder Master Music Show, man. It's
we came
UGS,
in and evaded
all
tonight.
UGS Radio, man. All UGS Radio. And,
I tell folks, too, man, if y'all want to win a gift, y'all want to win something private, go to Facebook page, folks, and hit the like page, and go to giveaways,
yeah.
Tweet it, twat it, and you can win shit. This can be the first of many other giveaways, and you can win tons of other shit.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and, for everybody that liked the page, we will review your face live on the air, perhaps.
Oh, man. hey, here's what we can do Saturday, man. I'm going to take a good look at if you like the Facebook page. And I'm going to start commenting on your photos. Like, maybe you might have a big buck tooth bitch smiling too big and the teeth hanging out. You might have, oh,
yeah.
Boy, I mentioned earlier, where the eyes are going like 5 miles apart, like they're running away from each other.
Yeah, one lucky listener will get their pictures reviewed.
Flat-haired plain Jane.
Hit that,
you know,
like button.
Always, everyone likes a flat-haired plain Jane. Always fun to look at with this picture of confidence and low self-esteem. That's why you go out to take self-pictures because of low self-esteem. You're looking for that male approval. Keep doing it, sweetheart. Everyone's improving and keep batting your eyelashes because life is real easy for you. You know.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Doma. Before I forget, shout out to Doma. He created a forum, so if you guys want to hit up the forum, we got different sections, the Midwest, the South, the fucking West, the East, all kinds of sections up there at UGSforLife.com. Hit that forum up. Sign up for that shit. You know what I'm saying? We got KFYB. We're going to try to have another Murder Master music show this week, hopefully. Church of Reality. I don't know what it's either going to be Swaggers or Juggalos. Same fucking thing. Just different paint. Yeah, one wears makeup and the other one wears clown's makeup. So one wears mascara and the other one wears clown makeup.
Yeah, one wears clown makeup and the other has like fucking crumb shots on his face. Fucking bunch of Peter pumping faggots.
Yeah, you need to know your history. See, you know what pissed me off the other day? I think it was on Mastermind's page. We was talking about the murder dog, and I said it was honor to get you in there. I think you remember this, Six, and some guy says, oh, I think it was Count Fetty that first introduced Isha Manadas. It's like before I brought him there, there was none. And, you know, not on no ignorant ego shit or anything like that, but you can ask fucking the owners of that motherfucker. These people,
right.
I don't appreciate people that don't know their history. Whether it be the Bay Area, too. Like, the Bay Area, you ask these guys who's from the Bay, what are they going to say, Six, unfortunately? They're going to say Little B or Craig. Yeah, exactly. They're not going to say Spice One and Seagram and, you know.
Rapping Forte and all that shit. They don't even know about enough motherfuckers like that. They barely know about E-40, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
just because he had a few little hits on with Lil Jon and all them shits, but other than that, They just think they old rappers and don't know what the fuck they talking about.
Yeah, the Bay is, you know what I'm saying, it's an archive of fucking legendary shit that goes back to the fucking 80s. People need
like,
to Fred,
you ever interview, like, Killer Tay and all of them?
Yeah. I interviewed Killer Tay, Sebo. Yeah, we need to get them on the show, too. We need to get Cats from Sacramento. We need to get different people.
Yeah, Looney Coleon and all them motherfuckers. Yeah. I like that shit when it was Lunasic and all that shit.
I did talk to Rich, Blockstar Entertainment. We're going to try to get X-rated on here. I don't know how we're going to do it yet. If it's going to be pre-recorded or if it's going to be live, I don't know. But, we're going to get X. We're hopefully going to get him on here. Compton's Most Wanted. Who else? DOC said mid-April. He confirmed with me. He said mid-April he'd be ready to do a fucking interview. So, you know, the more shit we do, we're just adding. We're stacking up shit to the archive. You know, everything we do. You guys got, 30 shows almost? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we creeping up on you.
Yeah, what we got? Episode 24 or 27?
This will be 29, I think, this coming Saturday.
Yeah, this 29 coming up.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? Church of Reality, I think we got about 18 of them bitches done, 19 of them. Like I said, I don't know what we're going to do this week. But Saturday, give them a preview, Six. You already gave them a preview at the beginning of the show, but give them another one. Let's close it out the right way with women on their backs.
As they should be, because nature does put them in a better form. Women in combat and women in the military, let's put it this way. Physically, you broad arm, let you tighten your body. You're big, heavy, goofy, thick. You're a child birthing hip. You're tiny, feet, meant for cooking on the stove and food, not chilling on big food. That's why you have small food, baby. You can cook my food and tend to me at
the bar.
All that shit that is counterproductive to combat. I don't want to be on a battlefield and some juicy woman comes up with a big fucking tip hidden by a vest and a child person hindering her movement because she's built for fucking, built for nurturing babies, built for producing milk in her sack. Not meant for fighting combat in a man's world. So let's put it this way, ladies. When y'all want equal rights but you don't want to get, you're understanding already innately that you can't compete with me, can't compete with any man in the physical world. Look at China. Strong, powerful woman. Look, I'm using these fucking air quotes, strong and powerful. Really? She got beat up by Otis Sink, Joey Buttafuoco. Now let's take...
Hey, we got a caller, Six. Hold on, not to cut you off. 901 area code.
Okay,
man. We got from 901. 901, who
Memphis?
Memphis just dropped. All right, go. Sorry about that, Six. My bad.
Well, as I said, you bars ain't physically or mentally capable of fighting because combat and fighting, you know, both in a war, fighting somebody on the street, it's not just physical, it's mental, and these bitches are the weakest mental creatures on the planet because periods make you different with personalities, goofy in the head and uncoordinated. You may just be falling down and complaining all day long. And as far
you
as
have vertigo
strength,
going on.
It's not existing for physical strength. Bitches can't really fight. And look at your tiny hands. They're holding the hands of children and nurturing and taking care. So how the fuck are you going to hold a gun, bitch? You don't
know. Like,
lady cops are just girls. So
this sounds like
now,
a transgender world championship wrestling. What's that guy, Andy Kaufman? Challenging those fat women down in Memphis. You remember that, Six?
Yeah.
I'll be one better. There was a local cat up here who's doing radio. It was like a weird radio show. I heard about it on a news, one of these local shows. He was channeling bitches and fighters in a boxing ring, and he was knocking them out cold. He was showing no mercy.
Oh, where is this? Is that on YouTube?
No, it was like on a local TV. This was years ago, man. And he was talking about it on the news, and he was like calling y'all bitches and trying to fight them on like for a purse. Like money on the radio, and he's just knocking them
out.
That's
like the remember we was talking about the dude that fight the MMA, the transgender dude that fighting the girls and shit and the MMA shit. I seen that shit on TMZ.
MMA because that's just a man beating up some bitches. But then again, like as I said earlier, that's a man beating up bitches. This is still a man. Women ain't meant to fight or be combative. So you women are cute when you're angry. Your female cops also very cute with your guns and your badges. Because you take away the gun in the badge, and I can push your fucking snot box all the way through your head with one fucking mighty blow of my manly fucking fist, you weak fucking girl.
And I need,
it's not being hateful, it's nature.
I need, eventually, you know, this UGS is going to get bigger and bigger. We're going to need secretaries, and there's only one requirement, ladies.
Do you suck dicks?
Really, too, honestly, if you are going to be a secretary, let's make you dog yourself up, sweetness. I don't want to. A pig doing my office with. I want to be proper. You know, you better flop them tits out with the big boss look over your shoulder. Because, you know, if you want to go any further in a workplace, you should unzip that shirt a little downward and doll up your face a little more. Maybe put on those clear fucking prostitute boots.
Right, and y'all hearing that from Minister Six the Shocker.
That damn horse.
Slash. He said, as well as they should be. I can see you on the show going against Donahue or something. We got to get one of these motherfuckers on here.
Any fucking feminist would like to come on and tell me I'm wrong or squawk or I throw bird feed on the table. You're all welcome. I got plenty of bird feed and I don't enjoy hearing you squawk, but I'm well accustomed to ignoring because when y'all squawk, I just hear noises now. So y'all go ahead and make noises.
This is females listening to Six right now.
And then I can combat you here. Because you bitches ain't act on stupid emotions. I combat on you.
there's a whole gaggle of them outside your apartment right now.
What are you going to do? Do I have to start picking?
Get the flare gun. Hurry up.
I pick bread, and I pick the bread and the piece and just feed the bird. Do I have to go in the kitchen and get some bread to feed you, bitches?
Draw them in with the bread and then shoot them with the pellet gun.
Oh, yeah. It's, again, I'm not being hateful. It's just making sure y'all know your roles, and we all have a role. It's just that y'all
some of these women got a lot of roles.
I have a simple question, man. I have a simple question. In what world does the pampered claim to be oppressed? How can such a pampered group of people be oppressed? Does that make sense to y'all? These bitches complain while sitting down. That's all I can say about that. It's a shame. It's time to the privilege ends, ladies. It's time to all start working for shit on your knees. You ain't gonna be standing up on the floor unless you start crawling first. You know, you can't walk unless you crawl first, and some of these bitches did a little more crawling and less walking because you haven't earned the right to walk with men yet in an educated world. I guarantee you can't.
Awkward silence.
Exactly. After shot of a million bitches knowing their goddamn place, you to shut the fuck up again as well they should. That's what I like to hear. See, what we just heard a minute ago, that's what I like to hear from you females. Silence.
Yeah.
That's what I like, bitches. Leave me alone and be quiet unless I snap my fingers and beckon you to come.
What did you say, B? Be seen and not heard, huh?
Memphis, hey, we got 2 minutes left.
Unless I snap my fingers and beckon you to come and feed on a staff of life, you set your face and sit in the corner and stare at the wall. That's what I think is appropriate.
Right now, this is what the men are thinking. No, that sounds like a bunch of faggots. Never mind. We don't share like that.
Do you suck dicks?
I tell you, bitch, to get those fucking sound boxes and cut this off.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Right after that, Dick, I got a fucking pistol in his face.
Yeah, he brung him back.
Hey,
I love
sorry, I got blood all over your floor. You keep that motherfucker here, Henry. Keep that motherfucker here.
I love it when they go to his mother's house.
Oh, shit, that's him. That's him in the painting. Oh, shit.
Yo, you know they killed him now? It was a cold lady that killed him. You walk in, and he said, oh, no. And that was it. Once you walk in that room, they did that shit. Oh,
yeah, that's my... yeah, they put the murder down quick. You keep that motherfucker here, Henry. Sorry, I got blood all over your floor.
They made a fucking phone call. They called the lawyer, there's nothing you could do about it.
That was
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. These motherfuckers don't even know. Well, shit, we got to get out of here. Thanks for coming on, guys, man. It was an honor to co-host this shit with y'all. KMYT on the Murder Master Music Show, only on UGS Radio, UGSforLife.com.
UGS for life, you bitches.